start of the Gemara, 4,000 dollars, but the Gemara has the Machloek is somewhere right in the middle of 4,000 dollars. The Gemara has the Machloek is somewhere right in the middle of 4,000 dollars, and the Gemara has the Machloek is somewhere right in the middle of 4,000 dollars. So we know the Pasuk says that you have to be sacked here, Smabi Shach, before the Sanecho. Obviously it is a Dindai Raisa, it's actually going to be a Machloek, because the Gemara says, no, who is the Dindai, who is the, what is the name? That so the Shabbatari has a little arich is based on the Abedi Yoyna when he explains the scholars. Everybody agrees, Kuli Avalo Pligi, that you have to recite a parsha the Shach Becho and a parsha the Kumecha. The Shaila is, says the Gibarta Bum, Shibchad Yisrael Shach Becho. The Gibarta Bum doesn't necessarily mean this particular parsha, the parsha Shema. It doesn't mean the Gibarta Bum, you should recite some parsha, any parsha you want. So the Gemara here is talking about a special case. The fellow, let's say in the morning, he knows for sure he has read a few parshas. He has read a few from parshas in the Torah. He read that he called Bonus and he said, Bryce of Rabbi Shmuel, he's ready to tell the Torah. He said, Tuchas Kohanim, when he said Tuchas HaTorah, he said, Baruch Hashem Yishmerecho. He said, Tukim and Zinim. He already learned the Torah. The Shmuel is, whether he's citing the parsha Shema, whether that's their right, or no. Maybe that's only the Rabbana. Maybe the Rabbana can recite any parsha he wants. So what happens if the person, Radai, has recited some parsha or another? That is the topic, or Kriyashma topic, or to us, the topic, whether he has recited this particular parsha. So that's the Machloikis Amaroi. So Rabbi Yudah, the first Madama says, Ain't a parsha to Kriyashma. He doesn't have to repeat Kriyashma, because the insistence on reciting after this parsha, that's only a Dinda Rabbana. So if he's mistook Frik, I'd say Frik of the Rabbana Lakul. The next mandama, the Rama passes like the next mandama. Blows the Ramar, 10 lines later, the Gemara blows the whole. So the Kar Kriyash Masab to Akara. Because the Kari, because Kriyash not their right. So what does it mean? The insistence. And the Shari is doctor. This parasha, that's it in their right. That's how the Rama passes. How can the Rama passes?
The Shabbat Gomecho goes on any parasha. Any parasha is already a Gisu Goyon of the Loyal. So the Shabbat Gomecho cannot go only, that you only have to say the Shabbat Gomecho. If there's already a bigger Kriyash of the Gisu Goyon of the Loyal.
This Kriyash, this Kriyash, this Kriyash of the Loyal. That's in Yeshua.
Yeshua, right.
He's the Kriyash of the Loyal.
Yes. So the Gisu
is... Because the
Yeshua is a Kriyash of
the Shabbat Gomecho. So he takes the Shabbat Gomecho. That's not the Shabbat Gomecho. You should learn a little bit by Yom, a little bit by Lala, the minimum. The mitzvah, this madama holds that Kriyash Ma love their rights. I mean, I say you can learn anything you want. And you should learn, you should have a stay there 5 hours a night to 5 hours a day. Or more, 10 hours a night, 10 hours a day. At least 4 hours a day. So the minimum is, chosh to say one parasha by yom, one parasha by life. You have to squeeze in at least a little bit. A little bit by yom, a little bit by life.
How do you make a distinction though?
How do you know that still in you have to write these parshiyos? In the Zuzi you have to write these parshiyos. Maybe you write any parshiyos you want.
These parshiyos...
The other parshiyos also is...
I don't know.
It's a good question. Some of them had a tradition that that's the Pshat. That's the purpose of filling the Zuzi. You have to write these parshiyos. As far as the Kriya Shema, the Kriya, the reciting, that's the Machlokes. So the first Madama holds that it's just a regular Nisbah of Talmud Teresh. And this passage tells me that Talmud Teresh cannot fulfill just once a week, you learn, once a year, once a month or something. Yemidi Kalim, no? You have to learn Yom HaValayim. Like you say Yom HaValayim. At least a little bit by Yom HaValayim, a little bit by Yom. But the Rama passage is like Rabbi Lozzi that Kriya Shema Zerayt, the prophet Jesus Lahumma. And Taisus in a few places, that's what the Pre-Chodesh points at, Taisus in the Shamitai points at, Taisus in a few places, Taisus in Kriya Shema Zerayt. Then we discussed about it when we started in the 50s. In Israel, we discussed that there are three things. How much a Kriya Shema is there right? The Sefer Brodin quotes in the Sefer Kavavah. The one opinion is only the Parsha Mishrei. The Parsha Shneya is certainly only the Rabbana. The insistence on reciting also the Hoyam Shema. In other Shemim says, no, the first two Parshas are there right. The third Parsha has totally nothing to do with the list of Kriya Shema. That's the list of the Chiyus of Kriya Shema. And the Rambam sounds like he holds that all three parshas are their right. Mr. Hatzalah, all three are their right. as a chelik in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. How can that shit? That's what we discussed. What the beer is in the three sheets. How much of Kriya Shema is there? And the Ramban, right, that's where you have the Ramban sheet, the beginning of the second paragraph, only the part that we find Tal Shema Kriya Shema Kriya Shema Kriya Shema. And the rest of the Tarshim Shema is only the Ramban. So the four sheets is how much on the assumption that Kriya Shema is there, right? So how much of it is there, right? Only the prosecution of the Parsha Rishonah, or the Shnei Parsha Rishonah, or even the third Parsha is not really so much a separate mitzvah, this miasma of the Kriya Shema and Shriyan, but it's rather the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Three Parshas of Kriya Shema. Okay. So that's the story of the Kriya Shema, the Machloek of Samarach. So let's see again, review the whole that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, and therefore Mustafi doesn't have to receive it. But then the Siyatsi, that's a din deraita because of the din of Mantisko Sintas and Koy Nechayecha, Nechayecha Alam Koy Nechayecha Alaylois, is an obligation to mention the Chirusis Nisayim by Yom of Alaywa. So that's fulfilled by reciting Emes Liyatsi. So if the person is Mustafa, should he said Emes Liyatsi, he has to repeat, he has to say again. Sophic Omer, Emes Liyatsi, Sophic Omer, Koy Zerbi Yainer, Emes Liyatsi. Why? My time, I'm going to be more clear, I'm going to be Rabbanon. And Emes Liyatsi is there, like, what do you mean Emes Liyatsi? And he says, Emes Liyatsi, and he says, Gol Yisrael. Help you pass the church. The Gol also, Gol Yisrael. I would have to the call, so I think Gol Yisrael will help you. What happened to the Gol Yisrael will help you. What happened to the Gol Yisrael will help you. What do you mean creation? No, let's say, on this, let's pull again Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that Kriya Shema is love there. If you have a topic, you can say Kriya Shema, you don't have to receive the Kriya Shema. And he has a suffix. You don't remember if he dabbed or not. He doesn't remember, he was half asleep. He put on his tefillin and then he fell asleep. He doesn't remember if he said Kriya Shema, he said Birchat Kriya Shema, he doesn't remember anything. As far as the Kriya Shema is concerned, love the right. You don't have to repeat. Because he knows that he said, he learned a little before he put on his tefillin. He was Mavisedra. And so according to the Mandoma, the Kriya Shema love the right, he was Yerti Minatera by reciting he was Mavisedra before. So he was Yerti that. So the Kriya Shema doesn't have to repeat. The Birchas Kriya Shema is also allowed their rights. But the Emes Liyatsi, that's their rights. He has to say over the Emes Liyatsi in the davening is only the Rabbanon, so that he doesn't have to repeat. Oh. So the Shaila is, so he's going to say the Brachas to all Yisrael. But that's not their rights. What, you know, says that you have to recite, you have to mention the Kriya Shema in the Yitzchak of a Bracha, that's all of the Rabbanon. That's like Birchas Hamazon, if you have a talk to Birchas Hamazon, you don't say you're mistaken, they're right.
You mean he's going to take a
measure too? No. So that's what he's not going to say. He doesn't remember if he said anything at all. He doesn't remember. So everything was only Rabban, except the Emes Liyatsi. And it was not said really short that he was going to the commentary there, right? But the only thing he says now is Emes Liyatsi. You see from this Gemara, this is the Rishon thing, see from this Gemara, that since the Takara Chachamim was to fulfill the mitzvah of the Chiyus Yitzchak Mitzvah Deraita in the form of a brother, once you say Tzeka Deraita the Chumra, you have to do what the Rebbe Chachamim required you. You can't just say that it's on the level of the Rabbanon that you have to say in a particular mitzvah to Tzeka Deraita the Chumra. On the level of the right to Tzeka Deraita the Chumra, then let me just say Parshas Vayayna. I can fulfill the Chiyus Yitzchak by saying Parshas Vayayna. Why is there a need to say Emes Liyatsi? There's no Kastik Mechachomim that you should fulfill the Tzirut Kriyas Mitzrayim in the Nusach of a Brachah. But that's why you say, Seika Deraita L'Chumra, even with respect to the Din de Rabbanon. Not only on the level of the right, even with respect to the Din de Rabbanon. Birchas Kriya Shema, you're right. Birchas Kriya Shema in a certain sense is responsible to the Kriya Shema and enhances the performance of Kriya Shema. Right. So that he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema, he doesn't have to say Birchas Kriya Shema. But Emes Liyatsi, there's a lot of Mechayis to say. Not only is it the Tzeiras, one of the Tzeiras Birchas Kriya Shema, one of the three Birchas Kriya Shema, it's the Tzeiras Birchas Kriya Shema. Because the first sense, that's a real din deraita. And it's not sufficient, based upon the it's not sufficient just to say, but you ain't, just say the parasha, and I'll tell you how to do that. Why should you say a bracha? It's not something bracha for hakel, the bracha is only the Rabbana.
But why do you say something
to the Rabbana? Why doesn't have to be a bracha for the Rabbana? Why does it say that? Let him say by Yoyman, it's preferable. Say by Yoyman, there's no bracha. There's no bracha by Yoyman. Why should he get involved in the Slavic bracha? So the answer is because the Chachamim are mistaking the doctrine that you have to fulfill the various successive times in the Nusach of the Brucha. It's not sufficient just to say Vayayim. You can say Vayayimer, and you can recite Parshas Bilam, the Gemara has later. Everything. It's not the whole Davening process. Madonna loves to the end, you
used to say. You
don't
have to say all
that. Right. Right. But Vayayim is because of the requirement of the Chiyas Hashkeh Mishrach. So you have to say, you have to fulfill something about that. They had a barrier. What should you do? So you have to say by Yom Kippur and then the Yatsi. On the level of the Rabbanu, he does have to, but that's only the Rabbanu. You know, there doesn't have to say so much. Sure has. When you sign your Rabbanu, if I wanted to be some, sure has. Sure has. So mid the Rabbanu, if he knows for sure that he didn't daven yet, then say by Yom Kippur and then the Yatsi. Yeah, he's saying a bracha. Right. So then our third can fulfill the mitzvah by reciting any parsha, by reciting by Yomer, or by reciting any parsha, whatever you want. But the Rabbanon, they insisted that the fulfillment of the mitzvah should be in the form of a bracha. That's considered a higher level of fulfillment.
But
in that case,
you have to say by Yomer, why do you even talk about this at the end?
No, that's the matter. That's the Kriyashma in Bichatel. But on the whole Kriyashma in Bichatel, that's the topic. Maybe he said it already. So, Tom's topic about Bon Lukur, he doesn't have to say over any of that. But the Kriyashma, he does have to say over. So now it's a Tota. He has three alternatives. Should he say Emes Biyatel? Should he say Bayanga and Emes Biyatel? Or do you say he can say Bayanga alone? He can say Emes Biyatel alone. If the Lord chooses, let him say Emes Biyatel alone. What type of embassy you have to go along? Why not say by Yom Yom? Why not say something goes wrong? It's teaching the Gemara that when you have a suffix, they're right, that you have to go along with it, even with respect to those aspects that are only the Rabbanah. Take for example, when we have a chutzpah that's take of the Yom Yom. So we observe 2 days Yom Yom. So when we observe the Yom Yom, Shemesh or Goli is because we consider it a take of the Yom Yom, so we don't even do Malach as the Rabbanah, the Yom Yom, Shemesh or Goli. Why don't you say that take of the Yom Yom, the Kavim, Malach as the Yom Yom? I don't know about bottom is the sake of the bottom of Kuma. Well, let's say the second night of Pesach, you make a Seder. So you eat matzah and marah, and have a and a Seder and everything. But you eat so much matzah, is that right? Marah is not as only to our bottom, because sure is only to our bottom. So the second Seder, you should leave out, if you say half of the loaves, don't do that. You give another, okay. You give another consideration. Half of the loaves, don't do that. Okay. Let's give another. You can make the rest of the discussion. You can make the rest of the shudas. When you have Beimash Moshes of Shabbos, you're not permitted to do any malachas. So he says, you should be forbidden to do malachas the right and permitted to do malachas the Rabbanu. Because it's a sake of the Rabbanu Kula. You could say, hey, the Lord is Zulzula. Not really. Rabbi Kivegi quotes, we talk to like Rebbe, my friend Rebbe, the Rabbanu, we talk to like Rebbe. Calls all the Shehu Mishin Shmuz, like goes all the Beimash Moshes, that's a special hester. Some of that's only a Gdeira. Not all the Rabbanu Tan Kula. Only a Gdeira Kala, you're permitted to violate Beimash Moshes, and it's the Sorach Mitzvah. Or the Sorach, Sorach Gobel. Sorach Choyla or something. But Tom, you don't have to take the Rabbanu Tan Kula. Why not? So you might as well try to take the Rabbanu Tan Kula, take the Raisa now. The Tropic the Raisa. But the Dishman is Shabbos Anas. So if you have a Tropic the Raisa, which has ramifications in areas that are Rabbanu, and you have to go on the Chumra all the way, even on the Din of the Rabbanu.
What does that mean? We say Brooks and Lord Mishnah Harsha. So when we say that, you know, we have to say it in the way that the Brooks and Lord, the way that we're stuck, the way that we're born, and the stuck in the Brooks and Lord.
If a person has a self, it can be finished. Yes, the bench over,
but not the whole list, but the whole list of
first. And that's the back of the right there. You have to go on the Chumra. Even with respect to the aspects that are wrong with the
Rabbanan.
So that's the Machloek is Takanah Doctor, I've been hearing referred to. That's the Machloek is the Rambam and the Raizid. He doesn't quote the Raizid with the Rambam. He answers the whole like the Raizid on the Gemara in Masech HaShavim. The Raizid and the Rabbanan, you're going to hold, look, that person is the Sufik, that he has to bench after Galat. He doesn't remember if he shook the Lulav in the after Galat. If he didn't shake it yet, then he has to shake it now with a brach. If you're ready, thanks, that's his tricky judgment now. And the fact it'll be a brach of our shalom. So what does he do? So the Rambam says, let him shake the lulav in the esrog, and let him not say the brach. and the rule of these days, so the topic there I said, look, the first day after the day, then there I said, look, the first day you say, topic, topic, topic. The right day, and the right day, they disagree. They say, no, that's true, it's the topic there right there that you have to shake the ruler. You have to shake the ruler with the full key of Hamitzvah, with the bracha, with the bracha of
Hamitzvah.
That's what the Raizid and the Rabbeinu Yonah hold. That the bracha of a mitzvah is the same as over here by Mitzvah. The Rambam writes like that by Kriyat Shema, but by Brichas HaMitzvah, no. The Rambam writes it like Rav Lodge. The Sophic Korah Kriyat Shema, Sophic like Korah, it's close to the Korah. So the Rambam writes close to the Korah in Brichas Tel. After we speak the Kriyat Shema with the bracha, I put the Brichas Kriyat Shema wrong with the Rabbana. So why don't I say Sophic bracha is off here? So the answer to the summit is, that once you say Tzafik, you're right to L'chumre, you say L'chumre with respect to all of the aspects, even with respect to those aspects that are only the Rabbana. So that's the seal in the Rambam. That's what he says, Mishnah, quote the Kash in the name of the Shuvah Sharajbah, that's seal in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, whenever you're mistook, because you did a mitzvah, they write, so you only have to do the mitzvah, and you don't say the bracha, you're not permitted, you're forbidden to say the bracha. Because it's a topic bracha of Atonis. They say topic bracha of Atonis, you're not permitted to say the bracha.
Yeah.
No, you respect the Kriyashma, topic Kara Kriyashma, topic like Kara, he writes Kari to the Kari in the Chesel. That's the steel in the Ramah. So the Keshe Mishnah quotes the Chumash HaRashbah, who gave a teret on the steel. So he says, apparently the Ramah, obviously the Ramah is of the opinion that we have to distinguish between the nature of Brichas Kriyashma and Shah Brichas HaMitzvah. What exactly is the chilek? So the different the word. So eventually, just to say that this is the deal, that the Rambam's opinion is that by Brichas Kriyashma, with the Rabbana, they're only starting that if you say Kriyashma without the Brachas, you haven't completely fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyashma. It's one takana with the Rabbana that Kriyashma in Brichas there, Kriyashma al Seder HaBrachas. But since it's one key with the Rabbana, then I tell you, you have to Kriyashma and Kriyashma al Seder, you don't need any Brachas. From the Rabbana, since it's one key with the Rabbana, and you're mistook if you say Kriyashma, you have to go to Chumra and everything, Kriyashma with the Brachas. Shaking, the Rambam's opinion is, let's say, shaking a lula with a bracha, or putting on a talus and filling with a bracha. It's not that if you put on a talus without a bracha, the mitzvah is incomplete. And if you say bracha before you put on the talus, then you go to the mitzvah of talus with the rabbanon and bishlei mitzvah. No, the Rambam holds, you put on a talus, you go to the mitzvah. You put on a talus, you do the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's a step, it's a kind of the rabbanon, to decide a bichas on mitzvah before doing a bracha. That's the same takone. It's not that by tefillin, if you put on tefillin without a bracha, you fulfill tefillin incompletely. And you shake a little bit without a bracha, then it's a little bit incomplete. You put on a talus without a bracha, then it's a talus incomplete. You shake the sukkah without a bracha, then it's a sukkah incomplete. No, that's how the rabbis back hold. That's how Rabbi Yoin holds. The Rambam holds that it's one sweeping takone, that one should always recite a bichas on mitzvah before fulfilling a mitzvah. That's a different mitzvah. So there's one mitzvah in Atar to shake a little bit, and another mitzvah in Atar to shake a little bit. And the mitzvah that you go to Chum, and the mitzvah that you go to Chum, and the prophet you go to Chum, and the two different shayla.
And the first version of the whole question came out, it creates a mind with a raiser, no,
right.
And he came to the conclusion that creates a mind with a raiser, and how they execute the letter is the corner of the rabbona. But the part of the rabbona is not whether you should learn Krishna or not. It's a question, how do you execute the
Muslim? Right.
Because
that's
what the
Quran... Everybody knows, that's right. Everybody knows the Shabbat. The Shaila is whether this particular parasha is the right to the Rabbana. That's the Machlokes in HaGemara. And then the Shaila is whether the Bichas Kriyashma that you strike, that's clearly on the Rabbana, and is that a part of the Kriyashma? Is it a part of the Kriyashma under the Rabbana? Or not? So separate account. So that's what the Rambam seems to hold, that the Bichas Kriyashma and the Rabbanon enhances the Mitzvah Kriyashma. The Rabbanon is considered a Mitzvah 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 if you have it all together.
I know you have an extension for the name of Abdullah.
That's on a level up there, right? It could be that the Rabbanon, you wouldn't say that I've been up there. Maybe with the Rabbanon, the Mitzvah is Shalosh Yishlei Mitzvah. Not another day, Mitzvah, but the Ebed Yigoy. Maybe for the Ebed Yigoy, it's Shalosh Yishlei Mitzvah with the
Rabbanon.
Let's say you could be cooling also whenever you have a mitzvah that's fulfilled by the Amir also. If you're mistook, it's going to be a mitzvah without a drop. I don't think that's it. No, it's a special takana by Bichas Kriyashma. Special takana by Bichas Kriyashma. The Rabbanon has,
after the two sides, there's a drop and everything.
discovered that he's a subject of
the Raman says you just know shows with a paragraph. Because the bracha doesn't really enhance the mitzvah. The bracha is a general takana to say a bracha before doing any
mitzvah.
But it was a half change. Maybe I was going to try and sign up. That's what it is. That's what it is. Right? If not for sure, then it would be asked to give us another bracha. Okay. The bracha should always be recited. You have a lot to ask and that's right. Well, we're talking about a case where it's a suffix if the person fulfilled the mitzvah. Yes, yes. Maybe he already did fulfill the mitzvah. But then if it's a suffix, then you have to... You mean he would never make the mistake of not... If he did the mitzvah, he would have said the bracha before having done it. But he's mitzvah, he did the mitzvah. If he did the mitzvah, he said the bracha. He's not sure if he did the mitzvah. Okay. Okay. How can you tell?
One of the sheets that if you do a mitzvah with chutzlor, it's not the same key as you do with the chutzlor.
Okay,
I like one of those. How about your equators here with this?
Still say a bracha, you mean if the mitzvah shall not be shalom, so maybe you shouldn't recite a bracha, that's another problem, we didn't discuss that. When the person has a mitzvah shall not be shalom, so sometimes the halacha says that you don't say a bracha. Take for example the Rambam sheet that I have covered on this. If you did a brit milah, the tzur that has Somehow that it's, if the baby is not on mold, you couldn't say a drop and a drop on this because it's a topic called a Krishna. The more in Masechet Shabbos says only a topic called a Krishna. Topic profit. And others say, no, even if there's a Vadai, let's say, you know, the baby was born in order and it goes to the Brit Milah. And Allah of the Teres Vadai requires that topic on this, not the Teres Sofra. The son said, even in such a case, it's no Brocha because you only say a Brocha when you fulfill a mitzvah b'shlei musa. Okay. Now, this is only an incomplete mitzvah. So you're asking that whenever a person fulfills a mitzvah b'chutzlar, according to the Ramban's opinion of whom mitzvah, it's only an incomplete mitzvah. All the mitzvahs are only b'shlei musa when they're fulfilled in Eretz. And you should say that it's so incomplete that you shouldn't say it. We know that it's not. So for some of the answer is, if you think how incomplete the mitzvah is, let's say we read mitzvahs without the tchevah. So the din is that tchevah is not market, but it means that the mitzvah is shalom b'shlei musa. Shalom b'shlei musa, how do you say it? There are degrees to Shalom. It is very much a Shalom. It's very
much to make a profit.
They don't make a profit. They don't have a profit. It depends how much Shalom it is.
Look at the way we
work.
Right.
No, we say Shalom. No, you say that if the next Shalom says it stands in the sense that the Beis Halevi points that you mean that the person who is Lavan without chelus is a violation of Baltigra. Because he's doing a mitzvah Shalom b'shlei musa. That's the definition of Baltigra, the Beis Halevi says. And yes, how is one permitted to wear stitches today? So you're in violation of Baltigra? So don't wear stitches? He says, no, your desire to wear the stitches is that you want to put on stitches? What are you going to do? You tell the guy, don't put on a four-corner garment. If he doesn't put on a four-corner garment, he won't have a chiz tzitzit. If he puts it on, he has a chiz to put in tzitzit. He doesn't have any chalas. He has no bearing. He can only put in lava. So the Beis HaLevi says, Esed Zechalai Sesi. All those who wear pitchers are walking around with an Esed Zechalai Sesi. The Esed of putting in Lavram is Zechalai Sesi of Baltigma. That's where you are to say that. The Esed of wearing the pitchers is Zechalai Sesi. But it's still a Mitzvah Shlodi Shlemutah. So why do you say a Brache? If you have such a cloud, then when a Mitzvah Shlodi Shlemutah, you don't say a Brache. You say a Brache, and any Mitzvah Chutzlaret, it's Shlodi Shlemutah. But somebody has to say there are different degrees of Shlodi Shlemutah. Have you fulfilled the mitzvah? You didn't fulfill 100%. Did you fulfill 98%? Or did you fulfill 78%? Or did you fulfill 51%? Or did you fulfill 5%? And it was very much a lot of Shem Yusuf, then we chopped off the bracha. It's not bracha on such a mitzvah. Too much a lot of Shem Yusuf. It's a little bit mitzvah, then you still said bracha. I'm sure there are gradations. The Magen Avraham goes to Shem Yusuf and his thousandth brother. So the Ariya Levi, that if a person Stopik beer sich samog and stopik lo beer, so the H gets zero, he's obligated to bench from a Torah, and he stopik, he has to be sick to bench. He's the only Eder Kazayis and he's still hungry, he didn't eat his beer. So we pass an all obligation to bench as long as there are bonds, that he has a stopik, if he benched on us, then we place check him up on the cool, the father talks about, he's not permitted to say the drop. But if he's certainly H gets zero, it's a stopik, if he bench on us, then he has to bench over. But how much does he have to bench over? That's the shadow. He's just samog and they write this, as long as the Olamai Hashem, I say that Mekiv is love there, right? But does he have to say the last bracha or not? So the Magen Avraham quotes the truth and the Taz's brother that he even has to say, I say that Mekiv to the Olamai Hashem, once he says, maybe I'll say Harach and Bofa. Harach is no problem. But the issue is, I say that Mekiv, that's a bracha. So that's a Ahshaz bracha Vatom. So he says he has to say, even I say that Mekiv, Kechid the Logos Al-Tuni, different time, what you brought up before. Kech de lot wel goed. Dat is wel weet je, dit is fijn dat je het niet meer kunt kegen, dat is wel goed het bij. Maar dat is niet zo like the last word is in the ramp up. Maar je hebt het zo goed voor het eerst, maar het is wel goed voor het eerst. En je zegt steeds dat je de rijst en de zonde even respect voor die aspecten van de rabbonen. Je hebt de prophet to say that on the second night pace that with them or with the other cases. And you have to observe the rabbonen, everything. Once they say steeds dat je de rijst en de zonde, it's even the godly aspects of the Rabbanah. So why doesn't he say, you have to bench over even with respect to our Tzayga Mekis, the Rabbanah that's part of the benching? That's what he used to say, see, and that's Maria Levi, that he holds that our Tzayga Mekis is not part of the benching, even with the Rabbanah. The benching is over at Shalayim Amen. Now Tzayga Mekis is a Takanat Chachamim to recite the bracha after the conclusion of the benching with the Rabbanah, to recite another bracha. Like Moshe Ma'adav, let's say you bench with Zilman and then you say Gort Yavgatan and you drink the cup. Is someone going to say that Gort Yavgatan is a chelib in a benching? I think with what stretch of the imagination you say that that's a chelib in a benching? It has nothing to do with the benching. It has a pichat ha'nenin in order to drink the cup of wine. So here also, that's a shiloh. I tell you about native that you say yes to the benching with the Rabbanim, they're on the second egg, is that with the Rabbanim, they made the benching longer. And I tell you, you only say three brachas with the Rabbanim, say four brachas in the benching. They say no. The benching remains three brachas. But Chacham, on the second, should recite another bracha after the conclusion of the benching. So that's what Salvation says. You see from that sugar by the child as well as the Mogen Avraham calls. That's how he holds it. Right in the Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi HaKumish writes like that. There's a different raya, different kinds of things. Yes, it's just proves that right.
You write the most, further on, whether you have to say the book of an alternative to the book on where you eat, hey, the book of Suda. So if it's higher from the benching, then you have to say the book of Suda, but in fact you say that it's just an additional book, then you don't have to say the book of Suda. You can walk away.
The Gemara has a topic that I need to walk with Buddha.
No, 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 sorry. But I would like to go to the root of that for that thing.
Could be.
Could that be an opinion? And you have also the workers don't say it from the...
Okay, so that's the sign about the bench. You got to know. What with the davening? What with the davening? So far the first one number doesn't say. First one, Dhamma just told us that three has Chazal of the right. You take Markash and Moshe Ram Yeshe, what do you do with the Pasuk? You shock the Chazal. On the way, Abayis, Abayis, a little bit of a terror hood of speech. We explained the Shantai Kosh, and then it means that the Nateri can say any Parashi you want. The insistence on this Parashi is only Rabbah. So the Gemara tonight, what do you do with the Mishnah? Baal Kerem, I have to leave the name of Rabbah, Rabbah, Fanabah, Rabbah, 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 said the Gemara in Isha, telling me that the Chiyus is his son, is their right, and if he has is their right, the Zorach Liachreh, or why shouldn't we require of the Balkari? We make an exception to the rule for benching. So we must have been told because this is more than a deraisa. So why not make an exception to the rule for hems the yatsu is also? Because guys are hems the yatsu deraisa, the rabbi like that. And for the Gemara, no, because we already made an exception to the rule in the Mishnah for Kriyashma. The Balkari is Mahara Kriyashma also. Because Kriyashma is deraisa. The problem Balkari is not reading any other parish. He's not going to be reading any other parish. Only going to be Mahara the Kriyashma. So once we made an exception for the Kriyashma, so then hems the yatsu is love deraisa. And the Gemara, why should he say, why did we require before by this topic that he should say, because it was a deraisa, here it doesn't apply, even should we say, but he's going to Kriyashma. Then the Gemara said, let the Balkari say, let him be Mahar Emes Liyasim, and not be Mahar Shma. The name of the Lord, why not require the Balkari to be Mahar Emes Liyasim, and not be Mahar Kriyashma? The Gemara says, no, Kriyashma Adifat, is they tired yet? Kabbalah from Alpha Shemayim, then it has its.
Okay.
That's why they made the Takonim of Hakriva like that. That the Balkari should be Mahara the Kriyashma, not the Mahara the Emusia. That we learned today. Rav Lozer, Ram Ablozer disagrees with Rav Yudah, and Yehoshua saw the Kar Kriyashma, saw the Glory Korah, Kari to be Shari Kriyashma. Why? Because Kriyashma is their right, the snake of their right, the Lechumah. It could even be that. It's not really Mukhaf the Rav Lozer disagrees in how Kriyashma is deraisa. One can still insist that Kriyashma is not deraisa, and still tell the Kara Kriyashma, tell the Glory Kara, has to be Chayyid of the Kara. And Mishnah Berurah has like this, and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he says that you have to say Achati Halo on Rosh Chodesh, but you have to say Halo Bayom, and not Balar. Mishnah Megillah lists off the different mitzvahs and can only go through Bayom. So what if it's a whole day long? He forgot that it's Rosh Chodesh. He didn't have a chance for it. So now it's holding by Dana Shmoshes of Matsoi Rosh Chodesh. So should he say Halal or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, Halal Rosh Chodesh is not a Dinda Raisa. It's not even a Dinda Abdullah. The Gemara says it's only a Minim. So he says, just like he says Shafik the Rabban Lakuma, they say Shafik Minim is also Lakuma. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says. That's against the Hassan Sosa. Hassan Sosa, right? But even though we have it in that suffix, there are bar rakula, but a suffix minig is lakuma, so minig is on nether, and nether is a dinda raisa, and by the hogging you have to go lakuma, even though by the rabban you go lakuma. That's there, Hazan Seba. Seba has this in the middle of the heat of the reform, where changing all the minhagim, but changing all the dinam also, they're chepping the dinam the raisa also. So the first thing they started to chep was the minhagim, and then they went to Nakala Lakamika. So Seba got all furious about that. Ah, meaning is so hard, now meaning is a dinda raisa, meaning is a nera, even though Tavid is a bonu kula, Tavid meaning is a kumash. That's what he writes. So the Tishchichu that here today, he quotes that Chachamsa. So the Meir is talking right that it's very schwer, that he might be foolish against the Gemara. The Gemara in the Dharma is might be foolish that it's meaning is a nera, that whole statement, meaning is a nera, the whole statement is only the Rabban. That whole thing is only the Rabban. The Gemara says the foolish, that's only by Yaakov and the Rabban. You see that it's not that a meaning is a nera, it's a nera de raisa, it's only a nera with the Rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah also says Lavacha like that, that if a person has a suffix, if he says Halal on Rosh Chodesh, he wouldn't say suffix Minig L'chumah. You don't say suffix Deraisa L'chumah. If the suffix is not more than a suffix in Rabbanon, you have a right to be made up. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, after all, how long does it take to recite the whole Halal of Rosh Chodesh and say Chati Halal? How long does it take to say the whole Halal? 2-3 minutes, say the whole Halal. So he says, the din is that you're not allowed to say Sfeik of the Rabbanon L'chumah when it's very easy to be mocked. Let's say, Adama Sheish will not feel. A Tzadik looks to the Yonta, Tzadik Beit is in all the Yonta, so the Gemara says, you're not permitted to eat the Beit today, you have to wait till tomorrow. I should not learn to be eaten, so that's why it happened. Why should you be mocked? We have the cooler today, the Tzadik that I want to cooler, wait till tomorrow, it'll be good, Tzadik. It'll be kosher without any coolers, without any grape, without any cocoon. So the Mishnah Berurah applies the same over here. So he says, how long does it take to say the Halal? What is it? Such a big rush, you can't take the Halal. Now it takes 2 minutes. So he says, this is the so let him say the Halal during Bein HaShmashes. You have no right really to say Sfeik of the Rabban on the Kula in such a case when it's not so difficult to be mashed. Right.
Is the Halal the same way?
One could tell me also that Kriya Shema is less fine. Deciding the three parts of Kriya Shema is less fine than reciting the Halal. So it's not necessarily Mukhach, the Rav Lozer disagrees with Rav Yudah, and all Tzavik HaKriyash, and all Tzavik HaKar, HaKhoi Zubi Kairi, you don't necessarily have to say because Kriyashma is Deraisa. You can even assume, he doesn't say it. He doesn't say because Krishna is Daraisa. You can even assume that Krishna is not Daraisa. Still, he holds that that's not Daraisa. That's not called the self-exurapama lakudas. That's like a double sheshma matir. That you have no right to be makul. If it's so easy to be machmas, it's no great deal for the...
Still, he says,
He's proving that that's not the pshat anymore. You see, that's not the current pshat anymore. It's the kaire because it's straight to their eyes. And what's the pshat anymore? But the pshat is, if the Mishnah Berurah says, we got the halal on Shlaitish, that if it's a man of self-faith, it's not right to be mekel, that's why Dovashesh will not see it, and it's not really right to be mekel, no shrine there in the house, so why shouldn't you say the same by Kriyashma? The Pashuk Shas and the Alma Gemara that they're ignoring this story, no? Everybody's ignoring that. The whole issue of Indians aren't going to Kriyashma, they're right, Kriyashma's not their right. So we learned that Pashuk Shas. Of course, that's the Gemara and the Mishnah Berurah. Mar should have said that even if Kriyashma's not their right, it's still not proper to be mekel. No, he said the halal bracha. It's not the bracha, you're right.
No.
He said say the halal be'ash masha, it's not the bracha. Or if it's mitzvah, he said halal. He said say the halal, it's not the bracha. Like Tzadik is called Tzadik, where Tzadik David is only the Rabbanon, so he says Tzadik the Rabbanon the Kulash. Rav Yechanan Amar, Rav Yechanan disagrees, and he says, Alabai she is Tzadik Adam, call Ayoyim Kuloy. What does that mean? That you say Tzadik the Rabbanon the Kulash here. That you're obligated to receive the davening
permission to
if you want to. If you want to, we would allow you to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. It doesn't say that you're obligated to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. If you want to, you're permitted to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because Allah has said it is an institution of Tfilas Medaber. It's not just saying that Tfilas Medaber. We allow the person to recite Tfilas Medaber. Our Tfilas says in the bottom of the bottom says that you only allow Tfilas Medaber when he has a new Torah and he's expressing that new Torah, he has to have a Chiddush Dover. He has to say something additional. So where's the Chiddush Dover here? He doesn't remember. If he dominates, he didn't dominate. He tells us, we allow you to speak this one without adding on any Chiddush Dover. Why is that? That's the fact that the fact that he's actually Nechlal Sofei, that he's Nechlal if he's dominant or not. Now he's going to dominate one Esrei. So we're sure he was Yerkes. So that itself constitutes the Chiddush Dover. The Chiddush Dover doesn't necessarily have to mean that you add on another line with an additional bakashi to the text of the Yusuf of the Shmoneh Esrei. If you did say the third of the Bandai, whereas before you were only in the Sufik, that itself constitutes the Chiddush Dover. The Shabbat Yandri wouldn't allow it, right. If the person has a Sufik, the Shabbat Yandri wouldn't allow it. I don't know if they're sure, but I don't know. What's the deal if a person little Shmanetti is in the Sufik is inferior here? So the deal is all the brachas on the Akhtu Zulu. It means that on the one hand he says that
we
also
have
to
say this
now. Right, but he's not even to say this now. So let's say he has a self-take if he said five brachas in the middle. Is he holding here or is he holding here? He doesn't remember. Each direction, how do you go? Maybe he's telling himself that he shouldn't see this, like a Tzadik brachas to Hakya. You should leave it out. If he says Tzadik brachas to Hakya, leave it out, and maybe not give the rest of the students. It comes out that the whole student can do. I don't know. I gotta look at Shulchan Aruch. What's back to the dinner Shulchan Aruch? I don't know.
Are you all ready to go back? Because let's say you forget how more,
you're not for sure that you didn't know. You're not for sure that you didn't say I'm not a
Kaddish.
No, if you're not sure, then you're Yishami. So if you're for the Yishami, then we assume that he's davening the same way he's used to davening all year. Even if it's, let's say, Shabbos and Yom Tov, then we don't allow it to give us a job. But if he's Yisufik, he said I'm not a Kaddish, we assume for sure that he said I'm not a Kaddish. So once we assume for sure, so we assume for sure he was not young to this one. That's what we see. If it would have been a 50-50 Sufik, the only reason why during all year long we would allow him to repeat the Shemoneh to the Torah and Shabbat. It would be optional, wouldn't be obligated, and then on Shabbat you have to do the Torah and Shabbat. But because we assume for sure that he left out on Malach HaKadosh, because we assume that he said the 20 days of Zivah, we know for sure he wasn't here to the first time he has to die. No, he's asking a different Shabbat. But if he doesn't remember, he said five brachas in the middle. So would you say that he has to go back, if it's in the middle of Kriya Shema, he doesn't remember, so it says he go back to the earlier book. Yeah, in Kriya Shema there's no problem of bracha levatah. Here he's sitting about a whole bunch of brachas, so whichever direction he goes, he has a problem. He's going to say over the five brachas, so for sure he's not going to be out to Shema, but maybe he'll be in violation of bracha levatah. You say, leave it out, be suffix, and make that not that he doesn't get anything on the whole Shmoneh Esrei. He only said that 12 brachas and he left out 7. I don't know. Got a little push up on us. What did you
mean? And can't
have. Yeah, because you have a Medrava, you have to offer a whole Shmoneh Esrei in the Medrava. You can't just volunteer to say two brachas as a Medrava. I don't know. Some is showing up, but then I'll leave the fair. I don't remember what to do. Yom Rav Yom HaShmuel, thanks to Tenz Nana Machlevi. Tell you I'm the Tila, the person who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He needs to kind of remind himself, she has followed, he realizes that he already davened him, and he's davening a second time. So the din is basic, but he looks at him, said Bracha. What does it mean? So he learned it several times. He learned that Shemach Lech has derived it in all of Hashem. Derived it says, if you want to, you can stop it in this. If you want, you can go to the end. If you want, you can convert it into a Tzilut from Zavah and finish. And if you don't want to finish, you can stop it in this. Just stop where you are. Once you realize that you're ready, Davin Musa. So if you want, you can stop in the middle. And the other Rishonim disagree with the Rav, and they say, no, first the Katimanat Zerach means that you're obligated. You have to stop in the middle. Why can't you convert it into a Tzilut from Zavah? So they're Mazda why. The Mazda why, they say, no.
Half and half.
What be? It can't be half and half. What Koveya, what the shame of the Tzilut is? It's the same list of HaMishmanet, the Shachas, Mincha, Meirev, and the weekday. Shachas, Mincha, Meirev, and Midrash, it's all the same list of, the same 19 brachas. The Rosh Kaveh, the Shem of the Shmanet, the Kavonat HaGabre, the Shachas HaTzil. So he starts saying Shmanet, we have dated that this is Mincha, and then he's in the middle of the 10th bracha, and the first 10th bracha is when the Shem Mincha. Now he realizes, what am I doing? I already dated Mincha, so I'm going to have a minor Shem, because this is Dover, so the last 9 brachas are going to be the Torah from Dover. So it's a half and a half, so the half of Shmanet was a Mincha, and half of Shmanet actually goes in a Dover. And that's no good. You have to, all the brachas on Matthew do is do. You can't say, you can't volunteer 10 brachas. You can't volunteer 9 brachas. So here takes this. That's how most of the Rishonim understand. And the Rav learns about quite a bit. If you want to, you can conclude the Shmanet actually the Torah from Dover. And if you want to, you can stop where you are. Meirev, the Rambam, right, we discussed it. Rambam says that Meirev is different because even if he's in the middle of Meirev and he realizes that he's davening Shemoneh Esrei on Meirev already, Meirev to begin with is Tzilut Nedarim. Meirev is Tzilut Aleph Yishuv, but the Rambam understands Tzilut Aleph Yishuv is identical with Tzilut Nedarim. That you're Menadish. So last week somebody asked a good question, so how did he daven Meirev on Friday night? He started to work out of Mahav, so we didn't fully work out the Yishuv of it. He said maybe the Mechuyim could daven Meirev, and he said, Rabbonim Yitam Kiddush. And that's why there's a Chazorah Tasha, because what about Yontem, not Chazorah Tasha, so we didn't have all the whole occasion worked out fully, and that is.
Yeah, I guess those things that we need to chiddush.
Is that remaining part of the Shimon HaEstah, and is that the Shimon HaEstah? I don't know, what do you mean, this itself is a chiddush? That he doesn't want his brachas to be brachas for HaTzolah, or that he started davening Minch, he said 10 brachas, he doesn't want those to be brachas for HaTzolah. Could be. Could be that that is some of the things. I don't think he mentioned that he needed this. I don't think the writer mentioned.
I didn't
ask you. You believe me, if they were Shabbos, 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 a Tzilot Tag Dei Lo Kefer, it's not connected anything. Well, the way we usually assume, the Medrash has a Chesed Machloikis. So we usually assume Tzilot Tag Dei Lo Kefer. So sometimes it's not connected, that's a Chalova. Dei Lo Kefer means it's not connected anything that went on in the Beit HaMikdash. But I find it's a Kash. If it's the Mogen Avon, it's a Kash. If it's connected, Mogen Avon and Noah Chayner. If it's connected, it's a Chalova Meivorin. So the thing is, the Mogen Avon is called the Shabbat, you're not committed to the Master, to be Master the Emurim. On Friday night, on Leil Shabbos for the Karbonis, they were offered the coal. So why do you daven Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night? That's what they were doing. They were always mocked into that marriage early, before this year. So Taisa says that this is not a steer as before. Why is that a steer? Alabashi stala adam kolayam kula, but Rabbi Yechon said before he submitted to volunteer steelers of the. So Taisa says, why is that? Because this is the Chidish Dover. What's the Chidish Dover? That the Yerd say Michlal Shtafek, and then you never bought that he said to a Yerd say Tzilo. But in this case, Nizka Shikar Stalo. Rabbi Yudomar Shmuel goes in and gets to know for sure that he's up and ready. So the volunteering of Tzilo Sando, and he's not going to be Mechadish Dover, he's not going to add anything. So what's going to be the use of this additional Tzilo? Because I said that's why he must be twice against the Dover. The other Mishan said, given has the why you have to be fighting against the bracha, because at the beginning of the Shmon Esrei, he davened and died to the Minchen. Middle of Shmon Esrei, he's going to daven and die to the Midover. The Kabbalah Sagabes, because they had the shame of Tilo, so the half Minchen and half Midover says, Mishahim, Mishahim, there's not Mishahim Yachat. The only Mishahim is half of Minchen with another half of the Minchen. They never thought they had a Minchen with a half of Midover. That's what Dabi Shani gave the answer, but the Taisa doesn't learn like that. Taisa says, Taisa Kapila Damsa Brahma, because we don't allow you to offer a Chidosh Dover unless you have a Chidosh Dover. And he didn't know Chidosh Dover. That's what Taisa says, there's no Machlokes, you don't necessarily have to learn that there's Machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yudah Mashmur for this reason. The only time you allow a Chidosh Dover is either with a Chidosh Dover and the text of the Tzilo, a Chidosh Dover in that you're being used in the Chlav Dover. He is, the leader of Chidosh Dover here, but this Kapila Damsa Brahma, there's no Chidosh Dover in this, so for this moment there's no Chidosh Dover in his being Yaitin energy. That's why you're not permitted to daven the Tzilos of Dover. Then Mark Asher, how can that be? Isn't there a Tzilos to another member of the Hama? Eini. The Hama, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said a member, it's Yavina Bei Rabba Barabu, when he learns in Yeshiva. Bei Rabba Barabu was born, Minei, we ask the Shaila of the Rosh Yeshiva, Han Ibnei Bei Rab, those tell me the Yeshiva. And they rob the Yeshiva, and they rob the Talmud Yeshiva. They told, they were davening on Friday night, they made a mistake. They told, Umashmi, the Chol, the Shabbos, the davening Baal Peh. If not, because the davening Baal Peh instead of looking in a Siddur, not making a mistake, the davening Baal Peh, so they said, after Chaynu Baal Tav, Baal Nani Zino, then they realized they're not supposed to have the Chaynu on Friday night, so what should they do? They said, Umashmi, the Chol, the Shabbos, Maushi, Igmaru, should they finish that bracha or not? The Yom Allah and the Rosh Hashanah fasting, Gomer Kolot HaBracha. They finish Baruch Atah Hashem Tzeinu Hadash. Then you quickly say Apekidash. Let's say there's a Machloket Rav Ben Yehiyah has a Machloket of Hashem. What if it's in the middle of your Kohenus? What is in the Slach Lono, Hashiveinu, Avinu for itself? Also, whatever bracha you're in the middle of, you're going to Oysa Bracha, that's the sound word for you. You're going to Oysa Bracha. Then we'll call it a bracha, whatever that bracha happens to be. Or should we say no? That all the other brachas have no shaykhs on Shabbos. The only one that has a stickle shaykhs is not the Tzimtzum Rosh Hashanah. That's not so bad, because on Shabbos, Yerushalmi says you're not permitted to be in the Bakish Tzerocha. But Tzila always has to have Bakosh Tzerocha. The Raman writes that Tzila before you're under the Zinder Reishman. What does the Tzila have to consist of? This is only the Rabbanon, but it has to have the following act one. You have to have Shemach and then Bakosh. So most of the Shmona Esri shall call the middle of Brochus and Soyuz, Agashmi is Dikas Terok. Therefore, Einu, we want Mashiach now, we want Gerule, we want Yerushalayim. These are Gashmi is Dikas Terok. So they found the Tfilon Tanakh that was 18, was 19, was 7, was 9. They didn't find with 8. They didn't find with 8. They didn't find with 10. So they had it, so that's why on Shabbos,
the Gimel Rishon at the beginning of the line is at the start. And you might have a program choice with Dishon Chayyam. Ah, the Chayyam is not there. So let's make a. So the answer is, the Marcus is an old Chayyam, but then Tana. So that's what they had to throw out at the Chayyam. But the Nebbet, if you made a mistake, you're holding the Mishal at the Chayyam, and you should sell it. So finish, Kolo Yitzhak Bracha, finish at the Chayyam. And then switch over to Shabbat Shabbat Zikr to Yitzhak. You're the shine of sort of Mbappé, Shetavah Chachon in the Prophet, and should have been in 7 or 18 or 19. But what if you're holding in the middle of flat longer? What if you're holding in the middle of a different bracha that you really not permitted to say on Shabbos? He wouldn't say Gomer Oitz of bracha. The only Gomer Oitz of bracha, the only time it applies is if it's at the chayim. That's the only bracha. And we don't pass like that. We pass to whatever bracha you happen to be in the middle of, it's a Gomer Oitz of bracha. If you would have said like that, there you are.
Of course,
I'm
a
also,
in the middle of Shemesh Pira,
he's a hit the jackpot.
That's
a little bit of a Kedusha. I feel like
it's not
trouble.
Like
I'm funny. You mean everybody should agree on Shemesh Pira?
Yeah.
Could be, could be. But even though it's probably our places to say that only in Atachanim, but if he's ready for Shemesh Pira, everybody should agree they should finish Shemesh Pira. Could be. Anyway, we pass it on to anybody like that. Yes, we'll see in a second. We'll see. This is, how can you tell me twice? Because in a bench, the broker person is in the middle of davening Shmoneh Minchah, and then he realizes he's davening early in the afternoon, so he must stop in the middle. Of the most of the Rishon Lion. He must stop in the middle. He's not permitted to continue for it anymore. What happened to the din of Gan Yukalot the broker? Well, says, no, what's the comparison? Hachi Hashba, there's no comparison. Also, Man Shabrit, Shabrit Bacha Yubuhu, he really should be obligated. He didn't have Meir yet. He didn't have Meir yet. He's now in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he can't wait for the Tfilat Kol because it's davening Baal Peh. It's just that you say after Kiddushah. The Rabbanu Hu Talon HaShukhu B'Shem Kolei Shabbos. And once he's already holding the middle of that bracha, he's going to call out that bracha. So he's that bracha, and then you switch over to the Shabbos and Shmoneh. Abul Hakla, but here, he realizes that he already got in Mincha. Hakla Hak Tomi, he already got in. He's not permitted to continue even that bracha. That's the more distinction. So this is the kasha that Rashi gives to Sefer Paradei. The Talmidim of Rashi wrote to Sefer Paradei, so he quotes that Rashi was part of that kasha. Yishani explains later in Tzilot HaShachar, there's a Machlekes HaTanayim, in the Mishnah, the Braise, maybe you say Havdol, on the Shoy Shabbos, maybe you insert Havdol into the Shmoneh Esrei. So one opinion is that you say it when you would normally say Yal V'Yava. One opinion is Brach with Neyatma. One time you say it, you say Yal V'Yava, you say it by the and we talk in like the Tanya that you say it in Atachayim. Why do you say in Atachayim? So by the way, different explanations. So Yishalmi explains why you say it in the middle of Atachayim. If you have the Chayim learned about the Malam and the Zinov, that's the statement that Shevach of Atachayim is offered. So that you're permitted to say even if it's still Shabbat. But then the next line in the middle of that Prophet Chanein and Yitzchah, there, Bina Vahaskel, that's Bakashas Terachim, so you're not permitted to recite Bakashas Terachim on Shabbos. You have to say Havdalah to allow you to continue to say Chamein and Yitzchah. But you say Atachayim learned that. That's okay. But the next line, Chamein and Yitzchah, the Bakashah, that's the Mishalmi that you're forbidden to say because it's also the Bakash Terachim on Shabbos. And that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. They quote, not Tama Yisham, this is Yisham is quoted by Allah and Allah. It says that if a man wasn't called Shabbat early, or if a woman, then she wasn't called Shabbat early, so she's not permitted to daven Mincha. He wasn't called Shabbat an hour before the Shabbat, and he didn't daven yet, he's not allowed to daven Mincha. He's not allowed to daven Mincha. What does he do? That's wrong, but he didn't daven Mincha yet, so what should he do? So should he maybe quote his talk about Mincha? Should he wait to daven higher than let's say Hashmuman? Hashmuman's in the Mincha? Oh no, now it's still is not Mincha. That he's not permitted to daven Tfilat Kol, so let him say after Kiddush, that's a Mincha. That's after Echad. The Shabbat, Exodus, not drunk, giving the Kabbalah Shabbat or Shabbat. And it's the afternoon, it's Mincha, so let him say after Echad. Let him say after Kiddush, say whatever you want. Why should he not daven Mincha, Tzimana, before the Shkir? Why should he wait till Myriz, and then daven Myriz and say Tzach Hashanah to the Kashmumin? There's another hour to go before the Shkir, and by the afternoon he was in Kabbalah Shabbat.
What is the Kabbalah Shabbat? What does it mean? They no longer
That's Rashi's kasha. That here he says that if the fellow on Shabbos forgot, and he starts davening the bracha, this is what I will get halfway through any given bracha, he's going to write the bracha, and then he switches to the davening. This is my answer. Why is going to write the bracha? I'm not supposed to, and he said he's bracha. The Gemara says, no, Rosh HaGemara is. Neitra Nadina, what does the Gemara say? Gamma Bachi, you didn't look at the Tredish one answer. And they just gave him a break, Rabbanu Hutalaya Shukha, they were Mekal on him. They were only Mekal for the rest of the Bracha, for the Bracha that he's in the middle of. You need to damn him already, so let him finish that Bracha. So that's Rashi's Kash and that's serious. Here it says, you're permitted to say this, see, I called the Shabbos, but they want much real you. And Yishalmi says that you're forbidden to say. Then you say, all right, Machalek is about Yishalmi, and we pass him one way or the other. Nicha, but we pass him both. But apparently you pass him both. If you would have passed to like that day, that there have been any course of saying, Rosh Hashanah, now I think that the reading Gemara only goes on Atta Chayna. This Gemara only goes on Atta Chayna. Then it's not it. That Yishalmi goes, it's still a Tira, it's still a Tira. But Yishalmi says the reason why you have to say Havdolah and Yilav, Atta Chayna, because you're not allowed to say the next line on Shabbat. Still, it's still going to be a Tira, but it'll be a little Tira, but the Tira is softened. Basically, the Tira is softened. But the problem is, we don't pass like that up in Arshimura, no. We pass him as if this member applies, even if he's in the middle of any broch in the middle of Shmanasi. You say, Mikra Adin is really because it's the other broch. That's the steep, very stark Akashi. The Tirutim that they give are very sharp. Akashi is much better than all the Tirutim. Akashi. So Rabbi Yeh says, Pasuk is against all of these folks. He says, the only time one is not permitted to daven Tfilah Tchol when he was Mechal Shabbos early, as long as the whole Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos. But he says, if try this person, the woman benches lift half an hour before Shkia, he says, nothing wrong, she submitted the Hatzilah to Dab and Tzibur Kohos. He says it's against the Mishnah Dura, but it's against all the classical, and Prima Vard is against the Rabbi Kinect, it's against all the classical Koshim on the Dab. He thinks that it's not that. He thinks it's only the Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos.
The kind of evolution of the small kid of the Tzibur Shabbos.
In the word matkiri, the verb is the shot of verb. Yeah. I don't
know. Good, huh? Yeah. It's not that any of the to avoid the problem. That's the problem. You already have a problem.
But the Shami says, even when you have a problem, let's say this case, this fellow was in Kabbal Shabbos early on Friday afternoon, and he forgot all about it, but he didn't bow Mincha yet. So we say, La Lachi, he's forbidden, except for Rabbi Bani Yosef, but the Mishnagura people, the Kerega people, the Shingon people, and all the others, the Mogan Avram, he say he's not allowed to dive in our regular Mincha. So why not? They have to figure out what he's going to do now. I have to go away after Shabbat, but it should be a mile-sized Dabin Shabbat, you don't have to convince him. What's the problem, Dabin of Ahadu Shabbat? In fact, like Shabbat, it's forbidden to Dabin Tzilat Kol
B'Shabbat.
Why is it forbidden? But he has a problem. He didn't Dabin Kriya.
He can solve the problem in a different way, though. I say,
so you got to have one. You got to say the solution is the daven kashmonen. The daven flies from the
bar.
So Chazal says you cannot tell any kashmonen. It doesn't tell you. Well, here, but Chazal doesn't tell you any eitim. So Chazal just says no good. You're not allowed to. And then you leave it up to Drugan to figure out what do you do. So Chazal just says you're not allowed to daven minchas. So they already were not asking to complete that problem. Yeah, yeah, but the Russian Agamemnon is that you really are obligated to say the whole Tzilat called the Shabbat. But they gave you a praise. And you show them because the Nikolai didn't talk to it. Talk to it to say that. That's your problem. Yeah, the person next to Sandy, she was not in the Kabbalah. She was not in the Kabbalah.
He did
a
I was in Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos, and you were not in Kabbalah. I committed to ask you to do an halacha for me. Wonder why here the children want to bench Shabbos for themselves. But even if it's a stranger, I can call in a man from the street who's on his way to shul.
Well, he can bench.
He can bench. He can say this.
He can ask you to have a mile?
No, he can't. No, he can't do that. I'd
love it. No, he can have somebody else for my
head. So, okay.
The old gun jar, right?
Okay. You have to have the yeast. So not only can my children like Chanukah, but they were not in the Kabbalah, they're in the Chuyas, but I can even call in a stranger also, there's no Easter Rabbi Yul and Nachri, to ask another Jew who was not in the Kabbalah, to do a Malacha. And then he'll say the Brachah. Yeah, he'll say the Brachah, Lahalik, Nashal, Shal, Chanukah, for me, and he might see me.
Why
do you assume that
the
Shal is the Shal, and Ethan who says, it's a
different
Shal. Why do you assume that
the Kabbalah,
the Kabbalah, Because based on Kotim, Zabra Dovah, Shemayeh Dibruch HaShol Shabbos, Dibruch HaShol Kol. That even in speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only that's what speak about business, not even, even in Tzilah, it has to be this, right? That's what we assume, that Tchilas are prohibited on Shabbos. That's why on Yom Tov also Tchilas are prohibited, but on Shabbos the Yisrael is more common than on Yom Tov. That's what when the Quran is Duchen, so many have the lineage that on Yom Tov the Tzilah says the long and the Rebbeinu Shalom, and on Shabbos you leave after the Rebbeinu Shalom. Many can even, if they don't say that long, still love the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's a halal. And if they do say the Rebbeinu Shalom, even on Shabbos. Yeah, but it's more common on Shabbos than it is on Shabbos. No, well, the Rambam has it. The Rambam has it all. Kiva v'yoynig and Zaka v'shama, everything applies to Yom Tov like the Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't also apply. But it applies on Shabbos in a stronger way than it applies on Yom Tov. Right. Yeah, it says that for Achayla you're permitted. For Achayla she is you're permitted to be mispalel on, even though you're not allowed to say refrain, but if you have a particular fellowship with Sakana Ma, you're permitted to be mispalel on Shabbat and Yom, then you're not going to say Shabbat even either. That's permissible, but to be mispalel on Shabbat and Yom, that's really awesome to say. So yes, then you add on, this is Shabbat and Yom. This is Shabbat and Yom. Then you say Shabbat and Yom. Maybe you shouldn't have
that
from Gavadol, that
came
by Shabbat
and Yom.
That's
from Gavadol.
That's what we assume. That's not present Nachar. That if it's a fellowship with Sakana, and you misspell the Mishaber for him, so then you have to add on Shabbos and Melizah. So you're not going to be, it's not going to be a talker. You're asking the Rosh Chodesh likely. Very blindly, right. But if the Chodesh is a Takana, then you already have to say that it's not a talker. So it's really Musa. A Chodesh is a Takana, it's Musa.
Right?
That's what it means. I'm going to say a different head. It's a different head. I don't know. I thought they were going to say a different head. But you say Shabbat and Melizah, but I'm not saying this the Torah Zohar. The Torah Zohar caution, that's okay. But the Torah Zohar, because that, you know, Zohar means more serious thing. More serious thing. There's no doubt in Shulchan Aruch that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. But the Megillah, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. Why? Because Megillah Mamash, you're holding by Megillah, you're holding by the end. That's going to be the Gemara Chassina, the Lachayim Olam Mamash. But that's why Shachar Shaykh is Chachar. That's what they say below. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch. All the other people don't say Avinu Malkeinu, they leave out. It's like a Chodesh Eim Takana, Nish Gefela. But in holding by Nila, then it has the status like a Chodesh Eim Takana. Then the Zaka is Mukha. You can even Kabul Shabbos. What do you mean Allah can lie? You can have a Kabul Shabbos. You can have a Kabul Shabbos like a Tzoyim. That's Machlekes and Achroinim. Yeah, the Taz quotes from the Levush. The Taz quotes from the Levush. And every time there's a more on Taz about this. That Kabbalah is Shabbos. The Levush holds that Tazet is Shabbos and he's in Eden. So whatever you want, go. You want to take a net and not eat bananas, oranges, and apples? You want to take a net and not eat bananas and oranges and apples and mutters? You want to take a net and just have bananas or whatever you want? There are 39 melachas. You want to take a net there. It's a Tazet Shabbos and net. You want to take a net on all 39? You want to take a net on 10 melachas? On those 5 melachas, on 30 melachas, whatever you want, go. And that's why the Levush says you can have a Hatzorah in turn. As the first was in Kabbalah, the seven Shabbos, and then he said, he wants to have the Pesach HaKarata. He forgot to have Mincha, whatever. But he wants to have a Hatzorah in turn on his Kabbalah, the seven Shabbos. But then he can make a quote on that Taz, he quotes, if you look in the Levush, he goes one step further. Not only can you make a Kabbalah, the seven Shabbos, for some Malachas and not for others, you can either have a Hatzorah in turn, because the whole thing is still in the Tamed. So you can undo the leather. And other parts would say that it's not, there's not some leather. Kabbalah says it's Shabbos. And Kabbalah Shabbos is a different concept. It's not a prosecutor, it's a Dirabana, whatever it is. You can't have Lachat Soy. Either it is or it isn't. That's a Pashtus, that's what Reshi thought about that. He didn't like the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah has a comment on the Rambam, and Bilcha Shvita Sosa. The Rambam, she says that the Seth of Shabbos on the right on Yom Kippur. And on Shabbos Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv of Menaser of the Tzei Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, to what extent is one obligated to the Kabbalah Tzei Shabbos Yom Kippur? the Mishnah understands in the Rambam only for the Inuyim. You're not, even when you're Mechabal to Tzav Shem Kippur, you're permitted to do, when I tell you, permitted to do Malachas, during this Malach Tzav, Malach Tzav is only for the Inuyim. You're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to eat, you're holding for Tzav Shem Kippur. You're only Mechabal to Tzav Shem Kippur, but then I tell you, the Gavi, the Inuyim, and that was Gavi, the Malach Tzav, so they should thought that that was Lainit on the Yom. He thought, how can you say like that? Once you're Mechabal to Tzav Shem Kippur, you're not allowed to Gavi, both when you get to the Inuyim, and when you get to the, to the Malach, he thought that that was Ush, was a teller. How come I'm permitted to ask another Jew to do malachas and they during this month to set the Shabbos? Timothy Yashu says, he says, I'd like to talk to my nether. He says, oh, didn't they set the Shabbos on your nether? He didn't do it in the Mukha, so he wasn't the couple of nether to that extent, such a great extent, even on me when I hear him. What's the answer? I'd like to talk to my nether. So the Tarek starts to sign it in this little book. And they're davening the tzibur. And what's the tzibur shem is following? And he feels bad that he didn't daven tzibur the tzibur. So does it make any sense that he should say another shmona esrei now in order to gain with the whole tzibur? Another time people daven tzibur belachas, he should say another time shmona esrei in order to gain tzibur the tzibur. In order to gain tzibur the tzibur for shabbos, which he had daven the yoga. It is that in order to daven tzibur, you have to have a chidish davar, you have to have something is accomplished with this. Something over what you had before. So he has a new need now. Somebody just got sick. And he's davening Minchah. It's not this man of Meirav yet. He's davening Shabbat. It's not this man of Minchah yet. So he's going to have a Hotzotzef in Bakosh in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. So that's Chiddush Dovah. But here he's going to say the exact same Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the Shaila. That itself accomplishes the Chiddush Dovah. So he says no. So Rav Yehuda says Menesh will know. If Yochavachadish Badovah of Hadutzar came up and he's going to add on an additional line, Yachdor is followed. Then we allow him to, he's permitted, he's not obligated, he's permitted to volunteer to the Badovah because it's going to be called an Adovah, he's going to have Chidush Dovah. If he didn't laugh, he has nothing to add over what he davened in the morning before how Yachdor is followed. So the Gemara is speaking, I need to boast all the members on the Dov. Why do you need it? He asked me to come out, he said, only have the thing that we had before, Amrav, you know, Meshul, the first white line on the Dov. He said, I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei, in Mincha, and I realized that I got to dive in Mincha, so I have to stop even dancing in the middle of the Baruch. You're not permitted to finish the Baruch. Why don't I make a Chiddush Dovah? Obviously, because it's not happening in the Chiddush Dovah. So the Gemara says, yes, we need to come out. If we don't jump as the first member of Rabbi Yom HaShmuel, I would have thought, Hanila Yochid Bi Yochid, first people with Tzibur. That's the first and the second time above the Yochid, or the first and the second time above the Tzibur. How will Yochid have gotten Tzibur? That's the first time he's gotten Tzibur, the second time he's gotten Tzibur, the second time he's gotten Tzibur, would have thought that that itself is the Chiddush Dovah. He's accomplishing that Yimcha, a Shachas, or whatever it is, it's not going to be the Tzibur. He would have thought that just like if you have a selfish spell called the Grudish spell, and now you're davening, so you don't need a Chiddush Dovah in the text of the Shmoneh Esrei in the Nusach. The fact that the Yochid Mechlav Dovah is that itself is the Chiddush. He doesn't know Chiddush. He's enhancing his Chiddush to make a Chiddush of Tzibur. I would have thought Yochid would have been thinking, come on, look, it's already done, it's true to the Tzibur, if the first one didn't count, that's a Chiddush Dovah. Kamash one, that's not a Chiddush Dovah. That's the need for the second member. That's not a Chiddush Dovah. He's accomplishing something else. The Tzibur that a Rochid the Tzibur seems a better chance of being answered than the Yochid. But still, it's the same Chiddush Tzibur. In more hold that that's not a Chiddush Dovah. So he asked me, and so once you have the second member, isn't that all inclusive? Does not even include what he said before? So the Gemara says, no, he asked me, and no, he said, only have the second member. He says, what's with the shield of the people are davening the Tzibur? So he says, he should not start davening. What if he did start davening? He didn't follow that law, he did start. So should he, and then we in the middle. Should he tell him that he should stop in the middle? But he said, no, continue, finish for the end. Make it into a Tzibur Chizor. He asked me, and if he would only have the second member of Rav Nachman, I would have thought we should go to Africa for because he didn't start davening there. To tell him, don't begin. Abba Hass, but in the earlier case, by mistake, he's holding the second milche. He's holding the milche a second time. I would have thought, Abba Hass, in the Africa door, since he already started Amor, Loi, I would think, let him finish the Oshman answer already. Let him not only finish that block, let him finish the Oshman answer. Licho, no, you have to fight it after the dance of the block. He doesn't go back. If he let it daven, then there's no... And there's no... The simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the rise. According to the way that we said it explained before, that the Kavanah Sagav is covered in Shema Tfilo. So since he started davening Mincha, Lashay Mincha, and literally realized that he's davening Mincha, now he's going to have in mind the last nine brachas of Shem, the Dover. So that was a Mincha, and that's the Dover, the two are not for Tzatam Yachad, and the brachas on the Akhbar are Zulu. He can't have a half a Shmanash on Mincha, half a Shmanash on the Dover. The way we said that before, what is the Gemara's Tzichas? The Tzichas that doesn't fit in. I'm a horse from the Askelba, Amor, Roy, I would have thought, finish already, make it into Tzidus and Dovla. Kamash Olam, he's not allowed to because there's no Chiddush. No, Kamash Olam is done for a different reason.
It's because he is going to hear the Chazarat Hashad.
Okay,
maybe if they're just making a Halacha Kedusha, he's not going to hear the Chazarat Hashad. Maybe then one could argue one say that he should daven along with it. Because to convert from the Yachid into the Tzibur, maybe that is called a Chidush Dovah. Maybe when Igmar says Yachid of Gavi Tzibur is not the Chidush, that's the way you want to argue. Maybe that's because he can rely on the Chazarat Hashad. So he's going to have a chunk of Tzibur here. He's not going to have the Tzibur. This Tzibur is not the Tzibur of Tzibur. Maybe if they're not going to have a Chazarat Hashem, maybe one should say that he should daven over. So Chanan says not so. So Chanan says that you don't daven over at all. It's not that he's going. Could be that there's some Hashem say like that.
Isn't it a serious fact that you daven with Sibu, you're still in the second movie? I mean, here he daven himself. Maybe he feels that's the Kiddush. I want to daven with the Sibu because I'm not my decision.
It's a scribble, by the way. That's the Haralina. The strong Haralina. The Mashwan Haralina. Once the Gemara started discussing the person coming into shul, and they're davening, the Gemara now diverts our attention to a totally different case. A person comes into shul late, but he didn't daven shachas yet. So he has an option. Either he'll listen to the Chol Chazor HaShachas and say, you should listen to him and say, Moedim with the Tzibur. He'll say, Moedim with the Tzibur, and then he'll daven later. He'll daven Shmanet Yechidus later. Or no, he'll daven along now this day, and he'll miss the Kedusha. And he'll miss the entering of Amen after Shemesh Tzilon, he'll miss the entering of Moedim Rabbanon, he'll miss the Bayang Dan in the middle of Shemesh Tzilon, and everybody's saying Moedim Rabbanon. So that's the Shiloh, what do we have to do? So that's the next Gemara, the fourth point. Amen Rabbanon, and this was the Beis HaKnesset, as he comes to the shul, came in late in the evening. And what the Tzibish and Stalin is leading to me, the Davening Rebbe, in Yachal HaHask of Elikmar, if he can finish his Tzibah Belach, HaShash Shalai, Yavi HaShash the Moedim, before the Chazim gets to Moedim, and then the Tzibah is all going to say Moedim along with him, he's Stalin. So then we allow him, we recommend him that he should damage my S-ray, and he'll say, wait a minute, if he laughs, but if he knows that it's going to take him too long, he won't be able to finish the Tzibah Belachas by the time the Tzibah will get to Moedim, I'll be Spalom. He should not start davening his Tzibah Belachas until the rest of the Chazim finishes his S-ray. Why? Because Moedim Rabbanon. Moedim Rabbanon is such an important thing. What's the Melchus of Moedim Rabbanon? It's like the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Eretz Yisrael says, yeah, the Gemara says that when the Chazim says, Moedim in the Shemoneh Esrei, and he bows down, the Halacha says that everybody has to bow down. That's the real deal.
everybody has to bow down. Then the Gemara says, the Amoraim have been hugging. When the Chazim bows down, everybody bows down. That's the Isher Din. That's all you do, you just bow down. You don't say anything. So what Amara said, you say, Moedim Anachtuva. That's all. Then the other Amara says, say a little more. Say this. And the other Amara says, instead of that, he says that. There's a difference, but the Gemara hasn't had 6 or 7 in the Torah. And the Gemara says, they wrote nice, and we say all of them is close. So the Beit Yerzi quotes from one of the Nishayim, that's why it's called Moedim Dei Rabban, and the Moedim of all of the Amoraim put together, Moedim Dei Rabban. The Tosha says over here, Moedim Dei Rabban, and Tosha has a lotion, Ein lo ikar b'shar. It has a lotion here on the short line. I didn't hear that you should murder the Rabban and knock it off. What does the Gemara say? If I know that I won't be able to finish Tzilu Balachas before the Rabban gets to Moedim, I'm going to miss my chance to say murder the Rabban. So that's what the Gemara is so maxed about. So he says, then I'm not going to let you get the Gemara. What do you mean? Murder the Rabban doesn't see in Shas? Not true. It's the Gemara in the end of the circuit.
It's a middle city. It's not a chiyuv.
Yeah, it's not a chiyuv. Yeah, it has a mocker, but hey, look, Iker Bishas, it's not a chiyuv. I mean, it's not said anything that I'm wrong. You can't tell me that this is sin. Sure, the lady is sin. Who is it? Who is sin? It cannot daven because it's going to miss money to Rabbanon. A very shlekel is going to miss money to Rabbanon. So if he doesn't, the sense doesn't look like that. So what is the chat in the Gemara? Amos Farish. You shouldn't say, I believe in here on the first narrow line. I believe in here that Misha money to Rabbanon, no katochi. She missed the lanoi. You have to enter money to Rabbanon. No, they don't think that that's the chat. So what is the chat? The Ikat in is when the Chazan gets to Moedim, it's revealed to him. Everybody has to bow down at the same time as the Chazan. That's Tashay did. So what's so good? I'll be in the middle of my Tzimah B'lachash and I'll bow down when the Chazan gets to Moedim. I'm going, what's so good? So the person says later, you're not allowed to bow down at the beginning or the end of any drop other than the whole Tzimah B'lachash, the whole Tzimah B'lachash. So I won't bow down at the beginning or the end of any drop. I'll bow down in the middle. The Taisha says that if you're in the middle of Tzilu Balachash and the Chazan gets up to Moedim, you should talk about down wherever you are, provided you're not in the beginning of the end of any given bracha, because that's forbidden to bow down. It's also to be merciful for Allah Kriya, the Taisha says. And the Kamadaf Lamadal, also Mishra, the so called bracha bracha, even the Tzilu Balachash is not allowed to. The Taisha says, we are afraid that when a person davenes, he's supposed to be in the Chazan what he's davening. That is going to help Kapi's davening in his sphere, and he's keeping track what the Chazan is saying, and he's going to know to pause in the middle of a bracha, or they bracha the bracha, when the Chazan gets to Moedim, they'll be able to bow down. So what kind of Kabbalah Tzvila is that? How can he pay attention to the Chazan, pay attention to his own davening at the same time? If he's really davening with Kabbalah, he's going to get all mixed up. But that's why we don't recommend that to Chazan. If it turns out that he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and he hears the Chazan about to Moedim, he certainly should bow down, provided that it's not Tzvila the soul of any of the other brachas. So you shouldn't violate the Yisrael being right to Kabbalah Tzvila. But the Rilayla Chachilah Nes, the Dabin, the Tzilu Balachash, the Tzilu Balachash, the Tzilu Balachash, the Tzilu Balachash, that's not proper. And that's what they just interpret our Holy Name. And Yochel Lahatcha, believe me, actually, I do, I shot the Mardim Yisrael, Lava Yisrael. I, what is Mardim to Rabbanah, what about Kedusha? He's not worried about Kedusha? So the Gemara is going to explain in a second, but sure, the lady disagrees, and he says, no, Yochel Lahatcha, look at Shnei, be a shot for Kedusha Yisrael, Lava Yisrael. If you think that you're going to miss Kedusha, then you shouldn't begin. So how come the first Madama doesn't care about Kedusha? Bowing down by Moedim is more important than entering Kedusha. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense. And the answer is, the first Madama holds, and when you say you're still a Shemona Esrei, you can say you're going Kedusha. You don't need to say Kedusha together, 10 people together. A double Shemona Kedusha may not be said without a minion, but they need that the whole minion should be participating in the double Shemona Kedusha. I'll say Tzilu Balachash and be present. So 10 people. They're listening to Chazon HaTashat, the Chazon is going by there. He's by Shemet Tzila, he's by Tzachazon and Meir, whatever. He's already by Tim Shomer. And I'll say Tzila Balachash, in the middle of my Tzila Balachash, I'll say Kedusha. But the Gemara says that's the Machlokes is Amoraim. They all agree that a Dovah should be Kedusha needs Asara. Does it require the participation of all of the Asara? I just need 10 people present. The Makam is Ligi, that's the Machlokes. My Sovar, Rafuni, the first Madama holds the Yochidam in Kedusha. The Yahweh can recite Kedusha provided that there's a minimum issue. So I don't have to answer Kedusha when the Sigurd says, I'll say my own Kedusha, my own Tzilu Balachash. Moedim Dei Rabbanan, you have to bow down to. So that's why Rabbanan is only worried that you shouldn't miss the bowing down to Moedim Dei Rabbanan. My sovereign, Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's how we pass my Rabbi Shimon Levi on. Eina yachad amit Kedusha, v'chein homer avadeh bar avr, yunayin shein ha yachad amit Kedusha shenem, v'nikdash 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 v' Anybody's asking that you need a minion to those because we all have to be a minion participating with Torah Mamish, or you need a minion present in the shul to enable you to recite Kiddush in the middle of Yosh Manasseh. So the Pasuk in the Drush, everybody's asking. But the way he said, the signal of Allah, the Rabban Abraham says, Ein Hayachud Ami Kiddush, it sounds like he doesn't even say Kiddush in the shul. That's why he says, Bechei Lam Rabban Abraham. Or perhaps say this, Bechei Laitabar is. On the left hand side it says, Nam Rishon is not happy, because Amar Abad Abaram, he says a memory that's good for the holiday. Hey, Ayachad Ami Kiddush, if you don't have a minion, for sure you don't say Kiddush, everybody agrees to that. This is not taking a stand. Point to the gears of Saris that we have on the left hand side of the dust. Not necessarily taking a stand, this Machlis. Amar Abad Abaram, everybody agrees that if you don't find someone without a minion, of course you're not going to say Kiddush. Yes, that's the second one, and the first one done, all like that. You don't pass them like this. You pass them that you have to have all the 10 people participating. That's the shadow, you really need all 10 people participating. Let's say some of them are sleeping. Let's say some of them are sleeping, some of Davinish Monet, he's not going to answer Bobby, he's not going to answer Kiddush. He's going to retire him for the minion. This is a position that the grave of the minion is going to participate with Paul Mamish, or do you require that all of them should participate? The further shadow, the Chabad writes a lotion, that if the Chazal says the Chazal is Hashad, and you don't have 9 people entering, Korav HaDover is Bracha HaTov. So what does that mean, Korav HaDover is Bracha HaTov? What kind of evolution is that? Is it or isn't it, Korav HaDover? So the Prisha on the bottom of the tour writes already. The Prisha lives there after the Shulchan Aruch. So the Prisha writes that the Lashon of the Mechaber on Korav HaDover, it means that it's not a Bracha HaTov. But it's not proper. It's not right. So let's say the minion, let's say if you have 50 people davening, and 20 people already finished Tzimah B'Lacha, so the Chazan is not supposed to start saying Chazor HaShad until really go 15 people finish Tzimah B'Lacha. If you have 50 people davening, if 26 people finish Tzimah B'Lacha, then you start Chazor HaShad. It's not going to bump until you wait for the Rav. If the 26 people are finished, don't include the Rav, he's going to throw a davening. You should wait till Rav finished. Right? The Rav gave the mission. He said that they should wait then. They should wait. Yes. That's another thing. They say the Chafetz Chaim used to always in the middle of Shemana Esrei, he used to tell him that they should continue to daven. He writes in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes that if it's there, the Yochid, that they're waiting for him and he feels self-conscious and he's uncomfortable, davening Tzimah B'Lacha, he knows that everybody's waiting for him. So he's permitted to give a stimulus to be meramis to the Chazan that he should go, because that's what Tzara HaTzila, that enhances his speed. So it says you have to wait till right HaTzila finished. He hears that it's quiet and he hears that everybody's waiting and he feels uncomfortable. So it says in order for the Chazan to begin Chazor HaTashat, you have to have number one, the right HaTzila finished down in Tzila Balanus. Number two, Yishum Kloid Arab, the Rav should have finished, unless you know in the sense that he's not on his carpet, he's not in the middle. And then number three, you have to have 9 people entering. Let's say the whole minion consists of 13 people. The whole minion is in that 13 people. But you have 7 out of the 13 finished already Tzimah B'Lacha, so you have the right people. So the Chazan can stop Chazor HaShad because 7 people finished. So you're only going to have 6 people entering. But that's what the Mechaber says, you shouldn't do that. Korav HaDover is Rav HaTov. What if you have only 10 people davening in the minion? And one guy takes part time along with everybody else. Paralyzes the whole minion. So you have to wait half an hour until he finishes. So the last grave, that's where the Vajra said that the last grave, we go back to Nisra Adin. But the preacher writes that it's only Korva W is Rav HaTov. Nisra Adin, it's not even Rav HaTov. So Nisra Adin, the Bishat HaPach, so you say it's enough if you have the right to still participate. Because we hold that a Yachid cannot say Kiddusha by himself just because you have a minion present. You have to have the participation of the people, but you don't require the participation of the full minion. As long as you have the participation of the Reva Tzibur, you say, Ruba Kukula, that's sufficient. Nika Adin is sufficient. So then there's no problem to say Kiddush, and that's perfectly okay. I can say Kiddush and it's Tzibur Balacha, it's the Chazan and the Kiddush, and I'm at the same place. And then there's no problem with the Maidim Rabbah, that's all. That's fine, you know. What's the problem? Because he has 10 people participating along with him. He's not just saying Kiddush and Hishmael, and there are 10 people in the shul. All 10 are saying together. He answers like one of the members of the Kohol. He has to finish No, they don't have to finish together. He has to say, if he wants to say the Kiddush in the middle of the brachas, the Yatzei Kodosh, but then he has to say that along with the Chazan. And then he should go word for word till the Chazan gets the Modim, to make sure that he won't forget to bow down by Modim. Then he'll say his Modim, won't say Modim to my brother, says his Modim. Then if he bows down, then he can daven slowly, he can add on Tachmur, Machat, Tzilos, or whatever he wants, he can daven 10 times more than everybody else. But he should daven together. No, with the Hebrew. No, he says it with the call, not with the call. Yeah, he's not the call.
Should he start with the Shmir Tibur, or should he start to wait till the execution then start to teach him that? He comes in with the Dabney, he knows it. But should he start when the Shmir Tibur starts to borrow, or should he start to wait for the execution and then start after?
The pastor says that either way should be good. So they should insist that he should not get started with the Chazim. You're right, that's the way it says the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah reinterprets the Shulchan Aruch. It's not Tachan reinterprets. But the simple expression, the simple reading of the Ramah is that there's a chiyuv to mitzvah kiddushin by Shachar and by Mincha in the middle of Rosh Manasseh. If there's a Chazaras HaShad, that that's when that relates to everybody. So I'm listening to the Chazaras HaShad. If it's not going to be a Chazaras HaShad, there's going to be a Chazaras HaKiddushin. Or let's say, I'm going to dive into the Balakash, I'm not going to pay attention. There is going to be a Chazaras HaShad, but I can't pay attention to it. The special goal that I should begin Shmonesh with the Chazan, so that the Kedusha should be in the middle of my Shmonesh. Not time to say Kedusha in Man Shachet and in Man Nilchen. No. The Chayiv on the Rabban Kaponet to say Kedusha in the middle of your Shmonesh. Either your Shmonesh, or your Chazaras HaShach, because that's everybody's Shmonesh. But if you're not going to listen to Chazaras HaShach, you're going to dive into the Balakash, to start with the Chazan, so you'll have Kedusha in the middle of your Shmonesh. And then you just say word for word to anoint him to make sure that you don't miss dying down my mind. Then you can daven slowly. Then you can daven as slow as you want. You have to rush then. Should you bow down at the same time as the Chazan?
That's to finish the
block. Sure enough, it says like that. Lachatzila, you should bow down at the same time as the Chazan is bowing down. At the end of that rochet, that it shouldn't look as if they don't open each other. It should be clear that the same thing. In fact, it says, in the Yishali, it says that yes, the finish, and bow down at the same time the Chazan finishes. That's why we say, Baruch Yehovah, at the end of Noyim Rabbanon. That's the same chassim as the Chazan says. Baruch Yehovah, at the end of Noyim Rabbanon. You're supposed to say Moedim Rabbanon so slowly that you conclude that Moedim Rabbanon at the same time the Chazan finishes his Moedim and everybody bows down at the same time. It's similar, right. In Shalmi says we say Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Adon, Amisha Bracha. And even though we don't have that practice, but we say Baruch Kel Haidon, it's like the Hashim of the Bracha. What do you mean with their own tradition? We don't talk about the first Madonna, we talk about the second Madonna. Then you only say Kedusha if you have the right people participating in the Kedusha. So that's what the Ramon says. When you say Hachik Kedusha, so the Mechaber says when it's late in the afternoon, and you know that if the people will daven the Minchah at Balachas, then you're going to daven Chazor Shashat, you're not going to make the Chazor Shashat before Shkir. But then it says, that's when you make the Hachik Kedusha. If it's early, let's say it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so even if they made a Hachik Kedusha, after they finish, then they have to say Chazor Shashat. Kedusha again, a second time. What do they gain by making a Kedusha? After they finish the Kedusha, before everybody says Tachnon, they gotta say again a Chazaras HaShem. They haven't, that's what they said, they haven't accomplished anything. The only time that you allow a Kedusha is, so that's braver, it says, when it's so late before the Shkia, that you won't see, there is no time to say a Kedusha, to say a Chazaras HaShem. So then, the Ramah sounds like he says, the simple reading of the Ramah, Hilchos Mincha is, that everybody should start Shmoneh Esrei together, and one should say out loud in order to say, not with Chazaras HaShem, but in order to be, to have the idea of Amir, so the Kedusha, that they should all say the Kedusha together. Then the Mishnah Berurah comments on that, but the Lei Rachonim say that it's not so, that you shouldn't do like it says in the Ramah. That's only when it's so late That's only if it's so late that if the people will wait to begin the Shilosh Manasseh until after the Kiddusha, then they're going to miss the Shkia. But if it's late, but it's not so late, then he says you should begin, you should wait till after the Baal Tefila says the Hayecha Kiddusha. And then you should begin the Shilosh Manasseh. That's how the Mishnah Berurah calls for the later Akhan. So if you go to the thing that you should do the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Ramah said, not the way the
Mishnah
says. Why do they call wedding stages? Well, Dr. Belkin, the Rabbi used to have your side, he used to dabble the boys in the base medrash. So he used to always make a halacha tradition instead of making Hazorah Hashem. So his boys used to dabble along with him. And every year he used to get very angry about that. I'm the Yishin and Kenev Eishin came up in the street in Mishnah Berurah. But he was brought up in Rabbi, so they followed Mishnah Berurah there. And the boys were always in such a fight to tell their Asalvashi goes against the Mishnah Berurah. They didn't say anything. Sometimes Asalvashi would be there also, so he wouldn't scream at him, he would scream at us. That's the dog would scream at the boys, and then to scream at the dog. So Asalvashi wouldn't say anything, and the boys wouldn't say anything. Just a stalemate, three men like that. He would do the way Asalvashi said.
What do you gain
when Mishnah Berurah says, what do you gain? You gain if you have a million people, nine people entering, the only answer has killed Hashem. Aye, but there was no Chazalot Hashas. So what did he gain by answering on it? I don't know. There is his folks over here that the Hashim is answering only answer has killed Hashem. So he gained that you had nine people answering, even though it was no Chazalot Hashas.
Back in the 50s, they make a whole shit.
If it's noisy, they won't be able to pay attention to Chazalot Hashas. They're going to be drinking and walking and talking. Also, people are going to be walking by in the show, and also, so it's like, there's not enough time. But if you really have enough time, it's not right, and there's other issues. Yeah, she always did it, and also she did to say it's not right. A lot of times he used to do it, and then later he used to say it's not right. He said, you didn't finish. Everybody finishes that, and now you're actually to say the Hazara Tasha. You haven't gained anything from before. Now when you say your Chazorah Hashem, you've got to repeat the Kiddush again now on the Chazorah
Hashem.
And later years, he used to say that it wasn't right what they always used to do. That is not right. Right, whatever it has been, the Takarot Chacham, you have to have a Chazorah Hashem. Okay, same thing. Then everybody will have to start along with the chazan because they can't be mafkid to enter kedusha, right? So let's say somebody has to run out. Someone has to run out from shul, and he's doing you a favor to say, they can't wait till the chazaras hashah. So the place there is shachin to make the kedusha also. How will you do it? Everybody will start from answer together. You can't say anyone should wait after Gaul Yisrael, and the chazan will say kedusha, and they're all going to answer. How can the answer is after they rule the tefillah? So there you have no barriers. Everybody has to start along. Even Mr. Google agreed that everybody has to start along. Yeah, the Ramah says, he says, L'dor v'dor. The Ramah says, L'dor v'dor, and I give God lecha, that's what our salvation was mine. L'dor v'dor is not that that's the nusach for Chazorah Tashad, and the Yochi doesn't say it. That's the nusach that you say to cause the Kedusha to be blended in with the Shmona Esrei. The Kedusha concludes, Yiluch Hashem Yom Kastim L'dor v'dor ha'lukah. So you don't want the Kedusha just to be an insert in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. You want it to blend in as a chelet of the bracha. That to have a smooth transition, so you start off instead of Atta Kodesh, according to Minigashka. Minigashka holds that it blends in without blending in. Minigashka holds that it should blend in with a smooth transition. So you start at the Kodesh with the Dravadar and the Kodesh to show that the Kedusha is an actual Chelik and the Brach is not Stam and Insert. So that's why the Zamor says when a person davens along with the Baal Tefila, they have a Hezik Kedusha and he's davening along with the Baal Tefila, that everybody who's done it should say the Dravadar and the Okay. Just blend in with the Okay, that's how the Gemara says. Right, that's how the Gemara says. If he knows, he will finish. Before the Chazan gets to Shemesh, then there's no problem. Before the Chazan gets to Shemesh, then there's no problem. Then he's going to talk about Shemesh. So the Gemara goes to the Pasuk, and we learn out from the Pasuk that Kiddush is love Shemesh, you have to have a minion. What the Pasuk says to Yigdash, to the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, that Pasuk really goes on your heart by Yah, but that goes on Kiddush Hashem. When a person is like a Nashal, Kiddush Hashem, you have to have Dafkin Minyan. There are three dinim in Kiddush Hashem. By Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to shlich hazdam in the dinim, you have to give up your life, even if it's betzina, and even if it's the goy doesn't care to cause the Jew to violate his religion, just lana zatma. The guy wants that law from the nation says, he doesn't care what the nation does anything about. So the thing is that by these people Aveira to say you are going out. Then there's another law, and Aveira, if it's the Aveira is done Nifahesya, and the guy is Miskam and the Havira Tayyiswala Ladas, even the Shah Aveira, even the Chilul Shabbos, he knows that it's my Shabbos, and he wants to cause me to violate my religion, that the Aveira is done Nifahesya, Nifahesya is defined as a Torah Yisraelim, so then the nation you are going out. Or if it's done the Shah Tashmad, the Goyim are making persecutions against the Jews. So even if it's the Tzina, it has the same status as the Tzina. So this, the Iker Pasuk is exactly the same. The Yisrael Mitzvah has the connotation of Asura Minyan. That's for the Halacha of Yehar Ba'yavor. That Kiddush Hashem, you only have to give up your life. And Shara Averis, if it's the Tzina. If it's Shalom Yishar Tashman. If it's Shalom Yishar Tashman, it always has a status of Tzina. Because everybody will find out about it. But the Gemara has here, that we extend that Rosh, that it also goes to Dabash Mikdusha. That's to recite that Dabash Mikdusha, you need a minyan. Is this a Rosh in the word, the writer? That you're not allowed to say Kansh Kedusha or Baruch without a minyan. It's in the writer. You can't say Aver, the writer, you can say Kedusha or Kaddish without a minyan. The Mechara is only the Rabbana, no? It's in the writer, only goes on the Hord Vayyama. See Baruch in the Nikdash, and he said, we have to also Vassim. He told them, say, by the Arah Hazaz, by the Meraglim, they're called Meraglim. And Yeshua, the caller, gave the good report. So they're not the Ega Hara Azov. The Ega Hara refers to the same Meraglim, who said the Ibarra Al Haare. And they're called, Vitercha Ega Hara Azov, Malahal and Asor, Rav Kanatos. You see that the word Toch has a connotation of Asor. Has a connotation of Asor. That's the Shaila. This Lachar is only a Ren, is only a Aslachter. The Drush only goes on Yehoi Bal Yavar. There's nothing here on the level of their righteous. Moshe wants to say, right, that's only the right by Yehoi Bal Yavar. By real, Kiddush Hashem, when you've dashed him, so when he saw, goes on Yehoi Bal Yavar, if a person is called upon to give up his life, not to violate the Shabbat, the Kaesia, then he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah when he dashed him, and he saw, it's with 10 Yisrael in prison. So that's the only Drosh of Gemurah. And this application is purely the Rabbana. Okay? That's the Pasuk Shem. The Moshe wants to have an instrument, he wants to say a little bit, but not exactly so. He says, Truman out there, he's permitted to recite, Kaddish to be shot Baruch without a minion, he can't say to be shot there, right? But he says, maybe if you say it with a minion, then it's a key in there, right? So you have sometimes, did what you're not, before you do what you're not there, but if you do it, there's a key, like a mitzvah for a shoot. Once in a long while, you have such a concept, a mitzvah for a shoot. So we show you the avenue, the street has a lot about that, a mitzvah for a shoot. You're not before you do it, but if you do it, that's the fadita mitzvah. That's what Moshe suggests over here. Shulman HaTayyip, the minute they say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu without a minion, but if you have a minion and then you have a whole minion participating, then it constitutes a key in the right. I want to say that that's the deal, and more later, because more says that when we deal with Yishak and his Ebed, minute that he mashlin the minion. The Blozer was Yishak and his Ebed, right, in order to be mitzaref into a minion. So you shall be asked, what do you mean to Mitzvah of Minyan? The whole thing of the Minyan is only the Rabbanon. So because it's a Yisra of the Rabbanon, it's a Yisra of the Gemara. On Shabbat, on the bad day, so why is it permissible? So the Gemara says it was a Mitzvah of the Rabbin. He needed him for the Minyan, so the Devish Mitzvah. The whole Devish Mitzvah is only the Rabbanon. The Taisa says it seems to me the Gemara that a Mitzvah of the Rabbanon is there for a Yisra of the Rabbanon. And as the amplification, you can't Yisra of the Rabbanon. As the amplification for Avelus and Yom Tov, for Avelus and Rishon and Yom Tov Achron, I really can mention the Shiva on the last day of Yom Tov. I have ramifications for other Dinim. Do you ever have a Din the Rabbanon or a Mitzvah the Rabbanon? Zecha Din the Rabbanon. So that's what Moshe's time is over there, that maybe even though there's no Aveira there, right, to recite it, Dabash Mikdusha, the Pachas Me'asara, but if you do recite it with a Minyan, there's a key on there, right? Maybe the Gemara is not Mingamsen and Asmachten. If the Drosh Gemara got the Yehar Bal Yavor, maybe it's also Drosh Gemara, the Gabi the Kiyum. That if you recite it, Dabash Mikdusha, with the Hishtatus of a Minyan, that's a key on there, right? Kiddush Hashem, no Asara, no Rabbin. Kiddush Hashem, no Rabbin. To recite the Dabash Mikdusha, the Tzibur. Yeah, the Gemara calls it Dabash Mikdusha. Maybe the Gemara means to say in a certain sense that if the Drosh is more the right, the Haino, that there's a key in there, right? Even though there's no Chiyuv, and there's no Issa to be cited lesser, it's a Tanisha to Rabbana. Because with the Rabbana, you're not yet saying Kaddish with less than a minute, it's like a Brachal Abadol, like a Kaddish with Abadol, you're not allowed to say. Just like you're not permitted to say Brachal Abadol, now they'll say a Kaddish with Abadol. But it could be on a level of the right, and there's also a thing that there's no Kiyuv with less than a son. And then next week we'll have to learn the places with the rest of the Gemara, with more details about what parts of the Chazeros HaShas is a crucial for him. Maybe come from the Omnin of HaKir HaKadosh and the Omnin of Shnei HaTfila. This is called that. Next week is before Hanukkah. What when is Hanukkah? Okay, maybe we'll find something on
Hanukkah.
Yeah, I'm coming. Any Hitler? It's a different thing, that's not... No, that's a different thing. Rashi and Polish points out in the first thing, Rashi and Polish point out in the first thing, that it's not very good, but it's a little bit more often than many people together are learning Torah, or are shaking the lulav, or doing any mitzvah, that's better than when people do the private stuff. That's a different idea. But this idea of Rashi and Polish is only by one Shabbat Dusha. Well, sir, one Shabbat Dusha is only... I saw the Shadina Rav, who passed away about 25 years ago, has in his tshuvas, he has two halachim, the Zayis Meshav. In the second chelek, he has a few tshuvas that he wrote when he was in Siberia, without any spark. It has an interesting logic. He has a whole circle on the first at the end of this week's Seder, who refers to different stories, and it was all about that. But he didn't have any storm yet. So many years after he passed away, his son-in-law, who's now the Rosh Yeshiva, in Shabini Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, put out a Sefer HaKodesh. And he has a whole spiritual story explaining what his shver wrote to keep the Bere Mitzvah. So it has very interesting comments on today's Sefer. It's a theme that's found in a few Hasidic stories. That's a Yud Gimel Yiddish HaTorah Grashi Sefer, the Torah Shemalfer, is Mechuvin Kineged, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachim. Where exactly do the, how do you reckon the Yudhiyah leaders? The Rosh Hashanah, the first parent, is a big machlok, is famous in the Rosh, and the Goyim, and different people. The Tzama Shanim say Hashem is the first, and Hashem is the second. I can say either. They say Hashem Kodesh Yehash, Hashem Yehash, Hashem Yehash. And other Rishanim say no, Bayad Hashem Amtana, Bayikra Hashem, colon. And then the first Nida is Hashem. Then the next Nida is Kael. Because of that machlok, the Rosh is Mashma, because of that machlok, so when you say Yudhiyah Midas, you start by saying Hashem Hashem Kalachim Abdi, you start Hashem Kalachim Chaim. Because if you don't say Hashem Hashem, so the Hashem may be like Hashem Shemayim Levatola, that's not part of the Yudhiyah Midas. That belongs to the Reish of the Krav, Ayav Hashem 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 Hashem. So that's why the Rosh recommends, he implies that the minigant to start from Ayav Hashem Hashem Hashem. You should start from the beginning, because you're not going to start from the first Yudhiyah, you don't know exactly where you start from. So if you start from the first Hashem Hashem, you'll be like Hashem Shemayim Levatola, according to some, because he said twice Hashem. It's not from Yud Gimel Midas. And the third is that's two opinions. So the first Shem is the first Midas, or the second Shem is the first Midas. The first Shem is Vayar Hashem Apano, Vayikra Hashem, and the Baruch Shem proclaimed Kolim. And then it's the third opinion that no, Kael is the first part. Kael is the first of Yud Gimel Midas. That's the first, so how do you figure out 13? So it's twice as many guys for all calculations. Thank you for the government. So a lot of Hasidic historians, that's what they assume. That I'll see Kapol of them. At least they assume that the first Midas is Kael. And they explain what this idea is, that when a person is in the stomach in the Torah Malfeh, and using the Yudgul Midas of the Brice of Rav Yisrael, he is able to be Ma'ur by even the Torah Malfeh. By using the Midas properly, he will be able to be Ma'ur of the Yudgul Midas Arach. So that's why the Bnei Tzatzka quotes this, and it's in a few places he quotes this from the Zina Chayim, and he quotes this from the Magid, from the Medicha Magid, and others are quoted from the Avizal, and others, a few Chassidus from the Yul quote this idea. The Rebbe Rabbi Yenison has it also in his Rosh Hashanah Chumash. That's how they explain in the end of the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, you pick up the list of all of the Yudhiyah Midas and you say, "Chein shnei k'tanim v'chein shnei k'tanim v'chein shnei k'tanim v'chein shnei k'tanim." Why do you say the chein? And this also, what's up with the chein? But that's why Yadis have a good that the chan shnei k'tanim. What's with the chan? What does it call? So the Toshib Shat is that it's in the beginning, this Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel is the beginning of the Torah. And by Yikro. And he's giving you the time, he gives you the introduction to the Sikro, the Torah Tehan, and how we're going to dash it. So before then, the Yudhim will read the Chan, and the opening, start to give by Yikro, you have an example of Shnei Ksudam HaKrishna Zazer, because in the beginning of by Yikro, There's a serious upsukim, whether the Rebbeinu, whether the call of the Shina came from Oyel Moed, or it didn't come from Oyel Moed, the Rashi HaChumash quotes, the way that the call comes from, that happens to be an example of Shnei Ksuvim HaTchishim HaZeh. That's how the Alti Pshutlet. And if Chassidus is from the war, everybody says the same halach. No. The Chan Shnei Ksuvim means that the 13th leader of the Yudhi Ramir Sarachman is the Nakeh Lo Yenakeh. But that is an example of Shnei Ksuvim HaTchishim HaZeh. Nakeh Lo Yenakeh. But the Torah says, Rashi quotes from the Unkelus, Menakeh Hul Hashavim, Seyla Malach Hul Hashavim Hashavim. No, it goes like that. So that's what it says, the Chan, Shnei Ksuvim, that's what the Chassidus is. A few Chassidus is one right there. Like in fact, I saw someone wrote a theorem on this before. Someone wrote 100 years ago. He wrote a running long, big, fat paper theorem on this before. So he has this comment on the Higler. He has this comment on the first page, on the concept of the Mishkech Tzidish paper. He writes also like that. So, in a few Makayres, they're the same both sorts of ones. So, in a few Makayres, they write that each one of the Yudhi Marina Tarakim is the Kuman Kineged, each one of the Yudhi Omidus, and they're working on the premise that the first of the Midus is Kel. So they say when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mistalel, for the Refua, for Miriam, he said, Kel nor Refua nor Lor. But because he was Mavakish and HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the expression Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time used the Kavach HaYimah. He said, in Aviyah Yarekev, with an eye with the country of Yamin, that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom was Maskir HaKavach HaYimah, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mistalel using the phrase Kel. That's what it says in a few Chiddush as well. And they're not all quoting each other, I don't think. It's a few of the very Chiddush of Mechamed in this world. So, the Rebbe of Yonison writes in his Drush, says, so this is what the Chavina Rav writes in Siberia, I think it's in 1941. He's there for a while in Siberia. But he writes, the least one, he writes, he remembers being in a bookstore, the Sefer Kodesh, and he doesn't remember where, that's what the son of Rav writes. This part is from the Rebbe of Yonison. The other part he writes, this is Rav Yonison Fengel, and this is Kisei Arizal. On this one, he doesn't remember where, he remembers being in a bookstore. But the Rebbe of Yonison writes on the end of today's surgery, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam came to love on the Halom HaLaila, and he says in Shemrocha, The answer is a chutzah, is a chutzah, is a shagas. He says, I have physically, I have the ability to, but the Rosh Hashem warned me that I better not. So the Rebbe of Yonison has a he'orah of it to the Jewish. So he suggests the following. He says, the Rebbe of Yonison only told me, Dabra of Yankee, to say my brother. Speaking. Don't say anything. He didn't say not to punch me in the face. That's the Hakal B'chayma. B'chayma that you are. So the shayla is, do you really doubt Hakal B'chayma or not? So, Kavachayma is the leader that's Mechuvah Kenega, the first of the Yudhi Yomid is Kael. But that, if you believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you believe in Kael, Rach, Nechana, Nerech, HaTayim, so you have a leader of Kavachayma. You deal with the Lebed Abed Nizor. The Lebed Abed Nizor, everything is cool. Everything is cool. So, he's not going to dash on any Kavachayma. So that's why he uses the expression, Yesh Me'el Yadi, it doesn't really mean, it's not a Lashon Eil in the sense of a shame in the Shamayim or anything, but he uses this expression to say, I don't believe in Kavachayma. But there should have been a Kavach HaYimah that you shouldn't, if you're not allowed to sleep, you shouldn't do anything. So he finally admits he's not going to do either, but he's resisting, he doesn't really want to observe this Kavach HaYimah. So the Shabina Rav's son-in-law, the president of Rosh Hashiva and the Shabina Yeshiva, adds on something very interesting. This is a big problem in our generation, I guess it's an older generation. We mentioned a few times the Ramban and the Hagbonah to Melchamoy, points out that Talmud is not like trigonometry, not like geometry. You cannot have a rigorous proof to demonstrate that this child is right and the other child is absolutely wrong. If a person wants to do an action, he can insist that his child is right, and he can today the child in Gamshach. There is no way to prove that he's wrong. A person gives a Taishan HaGemara. He will show him the Gemara Fakir every day. He'll farem for that Gemara. He'll give a Gemara Fakir for that child. He'll farem for that Gemara. He'll give it to one another. He'll always give a Tumah child. There's no way to prove that the other person is wrong. A person has to have the pulse of the Gemara. He has to know the Neshama of the Halach in order to know what he's saying right or he's saying wrong. It's hard to prove to a person. If he has a Tumah child, it's hard to prove to the person that his Kavach Ever is wrong and his Gemara is wrong. So he has an interesting Haaretz. He says that the son of the Shabbat Rav has an interesting Haaretz. He says that Avraham, the letter says that Avraham Avinu was Mitzak and Tzila Shachris, and Yitzchak was Mitzak and Tzila Mincha, and Shachris was Mitzvim Kineget Tom Shachach, and Mincha was Mitzvim Kineget Tom Shachach. And Arviz, the letter says Tzila Tzavish Rishus. What do you mean Tzila Tzavish Rishus? You have to know the Yankel Avinu knew how to be Mitzak and Rishus. You have to have a chush in order to know how to volunteer something. Like a person wants to volunteer, the first aid of the earth, he wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah. How does he know when he's doing the right thing? You have to have a chush. You have to know the neshama of the Torah. You have to be able to feel the pulse of the Torah in order to know whether what you want to volunteer makes sense or not. And like Lovina had a chush to know, it makes sense to God that it's going to be better. I don't want to volunteer the Torah, aid of the earth, I want to volunteer based we should have four matzahs on Pesach night. Jacob to the Jews in Russia. I want to have, make a one of them lift on Yom HaShoah. I want to make a Thursday thing. I want to make up a brand new thing. Jacob to the Jews in Afghanistan, to the Jews in Ethiopia. But I'm going to make no mitzvahs. So sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't make sense. The person has to have a chush in order to know what. The Chacham and every generation have to look into the issue and see what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. So Yaakov Avinu had a chush. He was the fellow who was misaken with his chokhmah, with his insight. He knew that it does make sense to be misaken to the Torah. And he knew how to dash in a Kavach Ever. And Lavan had a kumah cup. He said, as far as I'm concerned, the Rebbe Shem told me, my daughter, and I really have the power to pop you over the head, to kill you, to beat you up. Then he restrained himself to wisdom. It's like a limud in every generation. It's very hard to know the neshama of the Torah in order to know where all the din about the Torah dictates to you, the common sense tells you what to do and what not to do. The areas that are not exist.
You know, you say, you take out the Torah. How do you say that?